The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
$5 or more. Open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Call 330-629-2816.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends. You're listening to Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I'm Tracy, and let me put it that way. It is 9 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600 and Blog Talk Radio via Tracy and Friends via Blog Talk Radio. And you can listen to us on iHeart as well as 600 WSOM, and want to announce a couple things before I get too far. There's going to be a Financial Peace University at Pine Lake Christian Church, which is located at 636 Pine Lake Road in Sebring, Ohio. It's going to start January the 6th. And for registration, you can call 330-938-2262. So that is in January. And then on tonight and tomorrow night, there's going to be a live nativity, and it's going to be at the Salem Wesleyan Methodist Church at 1095 New Garden Avenue in Salem, Ohio. And it's going to have live animals, caroling, hot cocoa, and cookies. That ought to be really, really nice. So they want you to come out and join them tonight and tomorrow from 7 o'clock until 9. And there'll be Christmas readings every hour, and it's going to be a live nativity. And today is Second Thursday. And, you know, we do wellness on Second Thursday. And Dr. Brandy is with us. And,
hello, everyone.
It's always good to have her here. And today I bear all. It's Transparency Day for me. Because it 2013, you know, every year, Dr. Brandy,
mm-hmm.
every year, we sing Auld Lang Syne.
We do.
And we come up with resolutions
mm-hmm.
about what we're going to do in the new year. They last 10 days.
If we're lucky.
And then we blow them out the window and we go back to our bad old habits.
Right.
And, you know, weight is a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be very, very thin.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happened, and I began to gain weight. And in gaining weight, it's just become a problem now because it just doesn't go away anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I get older, because I have a birthday coming up on 28th of this month, I'm going to be 48 years old.
Wow.
And I want to become more physically fit,
mm-hmm.
and I want to become healthy. And as I was talking to you earlier, I'm finding out that weight loss is more than just a regimen of eating and dieting and of nutrition,
mm-hmm.
but it's a mindset. It
mm-hmm.
really, it deals, it's more mental than, I think, physical.
Right. There's a huge mental component to weight loss. There's a huge mental component to any goal. And you're right, Tracy, we all kind of, soon as the holidays are over, soon as, you know, Christmas is over, we start to think about what are we going to do for our New Year's resolution. It sounds like for you, it's going to be weight loss and being healthier.
Well, mine's transformation.
Not just
necessarily weight loss. Weight loss will come with controlled and regulated eating
mm-hmm.
and working out. But I want to become more systematic mm-hmm. and have more of a planned
mm-hmm.
lifestyle.
Okay, so this is where we all get caught up. You mentioned that the New Year's resolutions tend to last about 10 days.
Yes.
Because now we need to define, if we take your goal of transformation or being more systematic, what that means. Because if we don't break those down into tiny little increments and
okay.
step-by-step baby steps, then it's going to be self-defeating. The goal is going to be too huge to accomplish.
Well, you know, I want to, me personally, I want to, when I say systematic,
mm-hmm.
I want more discipline. I want more self-control over my actions. So whether it be mm-hmm. in eating, whether it be in spending, whether
mm-hmm.
it be in staying up late,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be in playing games on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
or time wasters, I want to become more productive holistically.
And what then? What would being productive holistically look like? If you were being productive holistically, what? How would I know that?
Well, one, I wouldn't eat past 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. You know, outside of having maybe a late night snack of some applesauce or something, or some carrots or something,
mm-hmm.
but not a bag of chips on the way to bed.
Okay.
Making sure that I'm in bed by a certain time,
mm-hmm.
unless I just have to be up. Not just up watching television or letting it watch me sitting in a chair.
Okay, so healthier eating, getting enough night's sleep.
Healthier living. Making sure that I get up in the morning and I actually get on the treadmill and not just hang my clothes across it.
Mm-hmm. So you...
I want to become regimented in some way.
All right, so I'm going to challenge you a little bit
uh-oh.
Here, Tracy. Uh-oh. Okay?
Uh-oh.
We're going to go here a little bit. All right, so you keep telling me that you want a holistic transformation is
absolutely.
How I'm seeing it. And then I ask you, what would it look like if you made
it... I would get up at 4:30, and when I get... Because I wake up at 4... I like waking up early in the morning anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And after I get done with my, you know, I get up and get on my, I pray and get up on my knees in the morning
mm-hmm.
and read my Bible. And once I do that, I want to get on the treadmill or
mm-hmm.
work or do some type of workout.
Okay.
I want to sit down and I want to have a planned breakfast or something on that order.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, I'm just have a cup of coffee and hit the door.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared to be functioning by a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
Begin producing the show so that I'm ready for 12 noon.
Mm-hmm. So all of those things, for the most part, are things that are going to affect your physical health and your diet.
Absolutely.
Okay. But my hunch is, and just casually talking
uh-oh,
to you, that you have trouble setting limits and boundaries.
Absolutely.
You take on weight, you take on a lot of different things, and your self-care gets pushed aside. So you're going to become buried. You're going to run the risk of becoming completely buried in what you're doing. So you're going to make these little changes,
okay.
which are huge, and I don't want to,
okay.
you know,
okay.
I don't want credit is,
that's
you
fine.
Know, is due. You know, eating healthy is important and exercising is important, but that's only a very small piece
it's very small.
Of this puzzle.
Absolutely.
And that is what you're talking about right here is what everybody does. We set these goals and do these things, but we want this huge outcome. And so if you really want to meet that goal, then you've got to be honest. Each person has to be honest with themselves and say, then what do I truly need to change in my life?
Just say no.
Okay. No to
everyone else.
Okay. So saying no, setting limits.
Setting limits.
Okay. So because if you don't say no, you're not going to get on the treadmill and you're not going to be able to stop eating at 6 o'clock because you're going to be starving and you're going to drive through McDonald's and get a hamburger because you were
right.
running away all over town.
Right.
So what are you going to say no to?
Everyone else.
Okay.
I mean, when I say no, you know, I'm going to say no to Facebook.
Okay.
Outside of journaling. I'm going to say no to Facebook.
Right, because Facebook can suck us in.
Facebook sucks.
Before we know, hours went away and we just read.
Yes.
Whatever.
Maybe if I have this euphoric vision.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, getting up in the morning and getting a good workout in and getting a good breakfast in before I get on the phone.
It's going to start you out.
It would be a good day. That would be a good day. If I can do 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Of just eating, reading, working out, getting dressed. I will, if I can just do the 3 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
that will be a huge accomplishment.
Okay.
But the rest of the day will go on its own.
So when we say baby steps, that's your goal for yourself.
My first 3 hours, if I can get those first three in,
mm-hmm.
which is getting up, getting my devotion time in, getting my workout time in, and getting my initial nutrition in.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens with me, I'll wake up at 4:30, I'll do my reading,
mm-hmm.
and I'll blow past the treadmill,
mm-hmm.
I'll throw a load of clothes in the wash, and I'll hit the shower and get out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll have a breakfast, maybe I won't. Well, I'm on the air at 12 noon.
Which is lunchtime,
and I don't get off until 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll suck down coffee.
Does that coffee have cream in it?
No.
Okay, well then you're...
No sugar
either. There you go. Okay, so you're just
going
to caffeine yourself away.
I just caffeine
Oh my gosh, you're showing me two giant cups of coffee.
So I just caffeine myself away.
Okay.
And at 2:45, I'm going to be starving.
And you're going to do what?
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, I'm going to go find the Subway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can eat healthy at Subway or you can eat bad at Subway.
Or you can eat, I think you're eating healthy, but actually be eating bad.
Absolutely, because I eat mayo on my sandwich and
right.
all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll eat a sub and 3 cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll go and start eating, and then I'll eat dinner at 6.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll walk all night long to the refrigerator.
And pick.
Oh, I'll have potato chips,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I'll eat until I sleep.
Okay, so those are behaviors.
Okay, in
knowing you, I have complete confidence that if you sat down with a nutritionalist and he or she put you on a plan and said, okay, Tracy, this is how you do it. You know, you're going to get up and have, you know, these are your choices for breakfast. These are your choices for lunch. These are the 2 to 3 snacks you can have in the day. This is your dinner and this is your evening snack. You know, pick from these. I have every confidence in the world that you have the intelligence to be able to do that and the understanding to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that's the problem.
Okay.
Okay, so what you're telling me that you're going to the fridge over and over again. What are you trying to fulfill? What is food fulfilling?
I don't know. Happy food.
So in your plan, I never heard you once say that you're going to go talk to somebody like a counselor who's going to try to figure out what's happening with you.
Never thought about
it. To try to figure out why you're doing all of this stuff.
Never thought about it.
Mm-hmm. So what are you thinking about now?
You know, you got a couch.
Come on in.
So I'm coming in to see Dr. Brent. Now, would it be good for me to come see a counselor as I go through this process?
It's almost a must. If you don't see a counselor and you don't work on your thoughts, what you're thinking, whatever it is that's driving these behaviors, then you're going to slip right back into it. Whatever. Okay, let's just say for instance,
Go ahead.
Random things.
No, because we're going to be transparent. I'll sign a disclaimer after we get done.
You're fine. It's just random things I've heard. Like, okay, I go to the fridge over and over again.
Walk back and forth.
You're fulfilling an emptiness. Maybe not you, but people.
Yeah, that's
what there must be an emptiness. For you, I know you
don't.
So,
I have my mom, I have my dog, but it's outside of anything else, I don't have anything else.
You get involved in all these activities and these events. But my hunch is that if you're still engaging in these negative behaviors and you're not who you are, then you're missing the point of – you're missing whatever is most fulfilling to you in life. Because everything that you're doing doesn't sound like you're completely fulfilled.
Wow.
In doing it.
So how do you become fulfilled in it if it doesn't manifest itself? Uh-huh.
I wish I had that easy answer, but that's why most people would benefit from a counselor, because – there's roots. Okay, like I got, you know, I could see the tree trunk right now and I could see the leaves. Like the leaves are what you're doing. The leaves are the eating. The trunk is kind of like, okay, I know a little bit about what Tracy does to run away from whatever problem is. It takes some time for me to figure out what those roots are. I couldn't tell you right now off the cuff what's driving your specific actions and behaviors.
Hold on. We got a call coming in.
Okay.
261, your mic is on.
Now you see what happens when you don't have a man in your life?
Oh my goodness!
I knew somebody was gonna come out with that.
You can wipe out 4 of those problems just by getting a man in your life. Good or bad, it don't matter. They'll keep you from getting up in the morning going to the refrigerator.
How did I know that somebody was going to call in today and tell me that that was going to be my biggest problem?
Because that's what you left out everything except a man.
You know, he's calling you on it a little bit. I'm not saying that everybody needs a man, but, like, meaningful relationships, that's probably a big one people need.
There you go, Tracy. More sex, less church, and late-night Bible study.
Wait a minute here. We're not going down a good path with this
He's
one.
He's on there, Paul. You know
that
what?
Ain't gonna work.
Paul.
I got a biggin' at home, too. I'm just talking. Y'all have a good day.
See how they treat me.
That's kind of silly. You knew it was coming. Come on. You opened yourself up for that
I did.
One.
And meaningful relationship, it probably is. Or Since I'm going to be counseling you, I might as well just jump off the cliff.
Oh, great, let's not go there.
Doris, them family's coming in next. You know, I might as well just prepare since I'm going to go naked on the on Facebook. I might as well just start now.
Bear it all.
The number is 347-945-5229. And the reason why I'm doing this is, one, I'm being very, very selfish because it's me. But secondly, I find that people need to go through the understanding that you're not alone.
No, you're not.
You're not alone. And as I go to bear myself, I pray that, you know, you can either call a Turning Point. You go find a counselor, and you can do this. You don't have to do what I do. You don't have to go bear your soul on the radio and bear your soul on TV and bear your soul on Facebook. But what you can do is you can go bear your soul with a counselor, and they can help you individually. So as I go through this process and as I go through 2013 publicly, my goal is that you guys go through it privately so that you can be healthy and you can be secure and you can have a better way of life, because we are dealing with some serious issues and health is important. Diabetes is real. You know, hypertension is real. And as we go through healthcare and we go through all of these things, I want all of our listening audience to be healthy and to be whole. I was a very, very physically fit teenager. And when I say physically, my physique was to be coveted. I did not recognize it as a young person, but now looking back in retrospect, I can see it. You know, I had body. And it was
you were rocking it, and it was just
God given. I didn't. I was athletic, but I really didn't have to work out to get it. It just came, and I was completely proportioned.
Okay.
And it was very, very difficult because men didn't want me for my mind. They wanted me for my body.
So you were one of the girls in school that maybe matured a little bit faster and had a really cute shape, and that was getting
it. I had it all.
Okay.
I had it all. I was one of the girls, and I was a tomboy. But I was complete. I was physically fit. I was. I look back now and said, "Wow." And it was very, very difficult because you could not. You can't differentiate people using you for what they want, and really caring about who you are.
Well,
and I have found weight is a safety net, more of a safeguard, because now you listen to what I have to say and what's in my brain than what I look like.
And okay, so here we are.
Okay.
I'm sitting here on the radio where people can't see you.
Right.
And have to respect you for what's coming from your brain.
Right.
So you have, in some ways, intentionally masked yourself so that people cannot objectify you and have to respect you for your intelligence.
Absolutely. And it was very, very difficult because people, old and young, they would not hear you. They would not be there. It was just difficult being a physically fit, halfway decent looking person. And then growing up, my self-esteem was so low because it was very, very low. I thought that I was very ugly.
Okay, so I'm going to put this out there. And I'm going to say for the audience that this is not counseling, and your counselor is not going to be this tough on you. Tracy and I know each other, okay? But you're trying, on one hand, you're kind of trying to convince me that people were victimizing you in a way.
Yeah.
Wait, let me finish it. Because you had a great physique and were not.
It was bad.
Your mind. However, you just told me you had low self-esteem.
Extreme.
And I know low self-esteem
extreme.
Is something that bullies and perpetrators will
just, extreme.
They will tackle that. So I'm wondering, Tracy, if all this time you've wondered if it, you know, you've kind of blamed your weight for the attention that you got or the people wanting to use you, not respecting you. But I have to wonder if it's more of a self-esteem issue.
It was, I don't know then. Going from there to now.
Okay.
the weight was a transformation of acceptance, but I'm more accepting of myself now than I was then. Now, I don't know if maturity had anything to do with it.
It could have.
But I know that becoming more comfortable in my skin, I'm more comfortable now than I ever was then, based on just environment. Because weight, you know, people treat people who are heavy different. I don't think we realize how, and when you go from where I was to where I am, and then I've lost weight in the meantime and watched people treat you differently in between the yo-yo.
Right. People, no matter what you look like, physical appearance is going to, there's going to be some type of reaction to it. You, though, like, you're focusing on this goal of losing weight and self transforming. But what one thing I would be concerned of about if I were your counselor is that what's going to happen as you start to lose the weight and have to enter that world again when you had one of the roots, when I talked about the tree, is self-esteem.
Okay.
Are we going to put you at risk of your self-esteem being compromised because now you're losing weight? Because they're all going to be you're going to see that your web's all tangled. Your self-esteem, your intellect, and your weight already, you've told me, are three things that are all entwined together.
I guess so.
So if you try to change one, you're going to, the whole system's going to be affected.
So how do you deal with that? Because again, in transformation, because, you know who you are if you're honest with yourself.
Right.
Or you know what you can be. But it's scary.
We know who we are, but it's hard to get rid of all those other voices that have told us who we are or what we are. I mean, to get down to how do I view myself and how can I, if I view myself poorly, how can I view myself in a healthy way without hearing my mom's voice, my dad's voice, my sister's voice, my friend's voice, my pastor's voice. I mean, everybody's.
So how do you deal with that? Because, you know, as I said, being accepted just for who you are is difficult.
Accepting yourself for who you are
is
difficult.
That's
and
true.
That would probably be the first step, because if you accept yourself for who you are, then other people can just come and go, and you won't care. I mean, you're going to care about who you love and want in your life, but Joe Schmo down the street who seems to have a poor view of you isn't going to impact you.
But, you know, people who are closest to you, they are more abusive than those that don't know you.
If they're not healthy, then probably.
I mean, there are people that are brutal. If you look at your relationships with, as I say, with young people, kids are cruel.
Right.
And jealousy is an enemy of life. And when you talk about self-esteem, when you talk about me and the three, it is true. It does change. Because then you begin to wonder.
Yeah.
Why are you paying attention to me now and you didn't pay attention to me when I was heavier?
Absolutely. You're going to ask yourself those questions.
Absolutely.
Like,
and so how do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're trying to mask attention because you don't want attention, then you put on a facade that causes you to be transparent.
Okay, right.
Or should I say invisible, not transparent, but invisible.
Right, you do. And so you ask, how do you deal with that?
How do you deal with that?
You certainly don't push it aside and not deal with it.
Okay.
I mean, dealing with it is going to look different for each person, because each person has a different thing driving their behavior. So fixing that's going to look different, but not trying to fix it, just trying to go through these things and make changes alone and pushing it down, or this is going to be okay, it's going to come out elsewhere.
So how do you deal with it so that you become healthy
you
mentally?
Come to counseling and you identify those roots, whatever they are for each person, whatever they are. You know, is it self-esteem? Is it running from negative attention?
How do you get to the root of self-esteem? What do you do? What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
If my self-esteem is bad, and let me ask this: can we define self-esteem? What that means?
I would want each person to define whatever self-esteem means for themselves. Certainly, we can find research that tells us what self-esteem is, but I don't care about what that. I care about what you want for self-esteem. So if that, whatever that means, is what you need to try to get, what you need to accomplish.
So does it have to do with being comfortable in your own skin?
Right, whatever that means. So liking yourself,
yeah.
Feeling confident, you holding your head high when you're in public, you know, feeling content in life, whatever that is.
Because the reason why I'm using myself, but mm-hmm. I look at other people, and I look at people like Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
She has had many, many issues.
Right.
And as beautiful as she is,
mm-hmm.
you would never think that she would have a self-esteem issue.
You wouldn't, but you know what? You bring up a good point. Like, okay, we talk about a physical appearance and weight
yeah.
loss being a goal, but you've got the other end of the spectrum, too, where you've got people with fitness addiction and who strive to look as perfect as they can on the outside, but that doesn't mean... And I think we tend to,
yeah.
in society, think that, well, if that person's got it together on the outside, then they certainly must have it together on the inside. And that's not always true. Halle Berry's
a perfect example of that.
I mean, she's gorgeous. She's fit, but she certainly has her struggles.
And you would think someone who's that well put together would not have the struggles that she has.
Well, right. I would think that girl got a lot of struggles. Because when you start to get too perfect, you probably have got something going on, too. You're compensating for some type of inadequacy that you, whether or not you have it, you think you have it.
So when you come to counseling,
mm-hmm.
and again, you know, we're doing this a little bit, you know, I'm mixing the two, so
right.
when you guys see I'm nuts.
No one's nuts.
Okay. But we all have to, because I look at Oprah Winfrey
okay.
over the years.
She's bared it all. She's
bared
very
it all.
Vulnerable.
She's opened herself up
mm-hmm.
to it. And when I look at these other women, and I was looking at Jane Fonda the other night,
mm-hmm.
and she's dealing with her issues, and she was really hilarious when she did
yeah.
an interview with Katie Couric. And when I say, and I talk about women because I am a woman,
mm-hmm.
we bear so much in society that I don't think we really understand the importance of actually getting to a counselor and dealing with the root of the issues.
No, we don't. Like, you used Oprah for an example.
Yeah.
I've always been, remember she lost all that weight?
Right.
And then her viewing, like, people stopped watching her show. She started getting attacked, like,
yes.
verbally. Like, I've always been curious about how she dealt with that and what was, you know, because she gained the weight, right? She gained it back. So, like, there's a prime example of, like, needing to go to counseling and needing to work on whatever it is so that you could sustain that regardless of other people's reactions. People are going to say stuff, Tracy, when you lose your weight. They're going to we think that when we make positive changes in our – I know that face. When we make positive changes in our lives, everybody's going to be like, yeah, good job, way to go. No, jealousy is evil. People will attack. People will judge, you know, so – people's own inability to look at themselves or to make positive changes, they'll project that onto you. So, like, that's something I don't think people prepare for. You know, we make these New Year's resolutions and we want to do good things and then everybody comes after us. You know, that's another reason to go to counseling.
And then I have to say this, and then one solid blow.
It can knock you.
Could take you back to all the weight that you lost.
Right, and most likely what I see happening when people, and I please, work on
okay.
New Year's resolutions, work on good goals, but what happens is as you start to become more vulnerable and expose yourself and people start to attack you, whatever it is that people are burying deep down inside there starts to surface.
Wow.
And it's coming up, and it hurts, and it's painful, and it's really hard to deal with alone. And a lot of times that's the moment where we retract our old behaviors and bury that little monster back down again because it's too difficult to deal with. And it is, most likely, unless you have a strong support system in your life, a natural support system to help you, then you're going to need a professional to help you work through that.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And I have Dr. Brandy with me here today. And if you have any comment, you don't have to bare your soul like I'm bearing mine. But I think this is good because as I walk through this transformation and as I deal with this, I want others to know that you're not alone. And it takes all of it. It takes all of it, and people need to know that it's okay. It really is okay to have flaws. And clinical counseling is important. As I said to you guys, I've gone to see a psychologist And I didn't, you know, if you don't, you don't have to feel as though you're nutty. You just got to go and see a clinic, a counselor, and go see a psychologist. And go see someone that you can talk to who is objective, who is trained, who is knowledgeable. And I would recommend that you go to Turning Point Counseling. You don't have to have insurance to come. Am I correct?
Correct. You don't have to have insurance to come. We receive funding from the county, so if you're a Mahoning County resident, the Mahoning County Mental Health Board will help you with having your services paid for.
Okay. And if I have insurance, because sometimes, does your insurance always take care of counseling?
Each insurance is different.
So, but you can always call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We would let everybody know up front what type of situation you'd be looking at, and if you are in a state of extreme need and you need help, we'll find a way to work with you.
And they have offices in Youngstown on the north side over by St. Elizabeth Hospital. They also have offices in Sebring.
One in Sebring, yep.
And they also have offices in Struthers.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number is?
330-744-2991.
And I'll be right back.
Curiosity Shop, located in Canfield, Ohio on Route 224, is an upscale consignment shop with downtown charm and fashion-forward taste. A women's clothing and accessory store that offers carefully selected items with friendly service in a boutique-like atmosphere. The Curiosity Shop is never overcrowded and always a great shopping experience. Ann Klein, Escada, Liz Claiborne, Ann Taylor, Dana Buckman, and more. From petite to full figure, the Curiosity Shop is the place for you. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Located on Route 224 in the Hilltop Village Plaza next to McDonald's in Canfield. It's fashion on a budget. It's the Curiosity Shop.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accepted.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. The Ohio Senate approved a bill on Wednesday to eliminate a seat in the Youngstown Municipal Court. The vote was 26-6. It passed last week in the Ohio House. Youngstown Mayor Charles Samarone said eliminating the position was motivated by budget issues. A Trumbull County man was indicted yesterday in federal court in an alleged murder-for-hire plot. 23-year-old Andrew Martin of Bristolville is an emergency room nurse for Cleveland Clinic. He allegedly offered $10,000 for the death of a woman in a home ownership dispute. A patient at the ER called police after allegedly being asked by Martin if he had ever killed anyone. And state lawmakers briefed on the plan say Ohio Governor John Kasich is ready to propose raising $1.5 billion for highway projects with Ohio Turnpike bonds, while preserving the tollway as a public entity. Kasich plans a series of announcements starting today. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
We were with Julie and Ben when they ran into trouble on their way to daycare. We were with the Nelsons to help them plan their vacation of a lifetime. We were with Paul when he needed affordable car insurance from someone he knows and trusts.
And we'll be there with you.
Who are we? We're AAA. If you're already a member, renew. Not a member? Join and save $10 on a new membership through December 31st at AAA.com or stop by any nearby office. AAA, we're always with you.
We've got the perfect gift for the person you love that loves to play golf. The Newstalk 600 Golf Card. This gift card comes in many choices and lets the golfer play at some of the area's best golf courses, like Old Stonewall, Avalon Lakes, Squaw Creek Country Club, Avalon at Buell, Tam O'Shanter, Greens of Greenville, Kensington, Rolling Hills, Riverview, Salem Hills, and more. Each cart includes 18 holes with cart at a minimum of four of these and other great area golf courses and provides a 60 to 70% discount on greens fees. It's the best stocking stuffer the golfer on your list will ever receive. But it's only available starting Friday, December 14th at 9 a.m. And these will sell fast. Just visit our website, 600WSOM.com, and click on the golf cart icon for more information from our area's best golf courses. And Newstalk 600WSOM.
You enjoy what you're listening to and what you're about to listen to. That's why you picked this station. Now the programming you love goes where you go, thanks to iHeartRadio. It's a free app that plays this station and over 1,500 stations from across the country. Your favorite station now plays on everything. iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, BlackBerry, even Xbox, Google TV, or Kindle Fire, totally free. iHeartRadio.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And Dr. Brandy's in studio with me from Turning Point Counseling here in Youngstown, Ohio. And she is you're a doctor of clinical
I'm a doctor of counseling.
Mm-hmm. And they deal with the mental part of this. And as I go through this transformation of 2013, I'm going to become transparent. I'm going to kick Dr. Brandy out because she said Paul's right. And, I'm going to just bear it all. She said Paul's right. She said my problem is I don't have a man in my life. And I told her, and I said, but they don't approach me. She said, because I ooze, get out of my way.
I told her, I said, okay, maybe, you know, getting a man's not going to solve everything, but, you know, she's man-hating over here. And
I love men. Hey, who's this? Hey, Philadelphia.
I just want to make a comment.
Uh-oh.
A lot of people are affected by their physical appearance, but I don't know if any of you watch these Real Housewives series, and especially the one that they have in Atlanta. Some of the women they have on this program, they're very attractive. But if you look at how they interact in relationships, they're very dysfunctional. And one in particular was the woman's name was Kenya Moore. Now she's very attractive, but she was in a relationship with a man where she went on the radio and claimed that the man was gay. because of the fact that he wouldn't commit to her to marry her. So, and now the general public can see that level of dysfunction, but these types of things happen all the time. So you can have a female who looks like Halle Berry, but she can be married several times because the men in her life cannot get along with her. So it's best when you want to marry or date someone to find out what kind of person that individual is, because you can't just go by the physical appearance.
That's true, but I was just telling Dr. Brandon during the break, you know, I've gained weight and then I've lost weight. And there's nothing more infuriating to me is to see brothers start stepping to me when I lose weight. I mean, come on now. I mean, you've known me for 20 years, and all of a sudden I lose weight and you find a new interest. I got issues with that because I'm still the same Tracy. Nothing's changed besides my physique. So why are we so superficial when it comes to recognition of who I am? If you wanted to talk to me now, you should have talked to me then.
Well, I think we're superficial because we are in a very visual culture. People look at the media and television a lot, and men tend to be more visual in what they're attracted to, and women tend to look at what the substance of the man is rather than completely on what the man looks like. But I think that as men get older, they become more wise, and they just don't look at the package that the woman happens to have in terms of her appearance. And if the public wants to get an idea of that type of dysfunction, like I said, they currently have these Real Housewives series that are on now.
Let me ask this. Go ahead, Dr. Randy. Did you want to say something?
Well, I wanted to say it's a relief to hear, you know, have a male caller come in and sort of confirm a little bit of that there are good men out there. And also, you know, you use the example of the Real Housewives.
You're
and
right.
I don't watch it a lot because it drives me berserk. But that woman that you talk about is blaming this man and saying that he's gay when that woman needs to look at herself. And you also use the example of, you know, somebody being married several times. Well, if you've had several husbands and none of them have worked, then it's time to look at yourself. So at a certain point, we need to stop blaming everybody else and start looking at ourselves. Like, and so, and Tracy, like, you use the example of, well, why wouldn't you lose weight? Do brothers come step in your way? Well, you know what? I wonder if there's a change in you when you lose weight that's more inviting, that says, okay, you know, maybe I'll think about talking to you, or maybe I'm more available than that kind of ooze.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. No. No. It can't be you.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
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 Okay.
No. Not that I think. Not that I. No.
I want to see it. I want to, like, sit behind.
You'll,
like,
be able to, you'll be able to see it in a couple of weeks because Doris is trying to kill me when I work out.
Okay.
So, but, you know, no. I'm pretty constant, you know, personality-wise. I still have the same strong personality that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that it becomes just like they become just, I become more approachable, I guess. Or they, I don't know.
They see you as more approachable for some reason.
I don't know.
And you do got a strong mind, so I would wonder if it's being that, if that strong mind and confidence is what makes men approach you less rather than your weight.
Hey, Stanley, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, very good. I'm happy you said what you said, because a lot of people have what you said, very high, low self-esteem because of the weight and things like that. So I'm happy you said. I'm surprised because in my eyes, you're one of the most confident women I know. I'm so surprised when you said what you had to say today. You're one of the most... When you have your belief on some stuff that you truly believe, you're one of the most confident person I know. So I don't understand why you don't think the strength that you have in many things that you truly believe, and you don't use that same strength with your weight. You know, you know the way how you do it, because you are the most, and I'm going to come with things, you are the most confident, self-esteem woman that I know. that I don't understand where you don't use that same power of believing yourself or saying to yourself if you want to lose the weight, whatever weight you want, that you don't become stubborn like you are and focus on that and forget about that. Because of many things you believe, I see you do it. Many things are your beliefs say, this is who I am. Like, I'm Republican, this is who I am, and this is what I stand for. I don't understand with the weight you don't say the same standard thing. This is who I am. I want to weigh, I don't know, 125, whatever pound you want to do for yourself. And if the rest of the people don't like it, it's none of your problem. Your happiness is more important than anybody's in this world.
But I think, as I go through this, I think that, you know, at times people can have fear of success.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious as to, this man just provided you with such a tremendous compliment, and I'm wondering what it's like for you to hear it.
Oh. Thanks, Stanley. I'm just who I am, and I'm confident. But I can honestly say there can be a fear of success.
Right. Well, when you're the more successful, what I see happening is the more successful people get, or the closer people get to their goal, the scarier it gets, because for whatever reason,
why
you're held accountable, people expect something of you. What if where I was, at least I can handle that. Now I'm feeling good. What if I lose it all? This is gonna suck. And so the people at times you'll see. We see it a lot with, like, drug and alcohol treatment. You know, people will be right there about to graduate their program and they relapse. Right there. Because of that fear of success.
Fear of success? I mean, because, Stanley, I am passionate. It is, I think I honestly, and my mom's not listening today because I made arrangements for that she couldn't listen.
Well, that says something.
But I think I have a fear. Stanley, you're making noise. That's you. We know it's you. I think I have a fear of a success. I think it is, I like being masked. I like being mm-hmm. invisible. I like not being, I do. And uh-huh. people, you know, radio is one thing, and I come on here and I yell and scream and rant and rave, but and even when I do public speaking, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the fear of attention just scares me, maybe.
Okay, so you have made it in just, I don't even know how long we've been sitting here, 50 minutes, okay?
Oh.
From I want to lose weight to I fear success, which is a much more real goal. Not saying, yeah, lose,
yeah.
you lose the weight, but you're going to get exactly what you fear, which is success and attention.
Yeah.
So, well, accomplishing one goal is going to open up some wounds.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Absolutely.
That are going to be really hard to deal with if you don't have somebody in your life that knows how to help you, or you
Dr.
don't go
Brandy.
Talk to Dr. Brandy or whoever
Dr. Brandy.
It is.
Okay. I got Dr. Brandy. We're going to do this. In 2013, we're going to do this.
Because
mm-hmm. as we go through this process, we're going to do this. And we're going to do this with me, but we're going to help some other people, and they're going to call in, and they're going to get some help. Because fear of success. Success is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Attention.
If those are issues that you struggle with,
I'm
then
just saying
yes,
for me.
They are, then absolutely. So what's going to happen?
Fear of rejection.
You're bearing it all, right? You've
yeah.
got your naked photos.
I got
going
naked
up
photos.
Today.
They're going
you're
up
going
today.
On your weightless plan. You're going to get attention. And the attention that you're getting, they're going to see you. And I know you do public speaking, but there is a convenience of being on the radio and having actual real walls up.
But see, there's a reason. There is a comfort in being a fat woman.
Okay.
And when I say that, because there's no attention. You just talk. You just do. Because no one pays attention to the fat women, to the fat people.
No, the attention that makes you uncomfortable, you don't get.
Yes.
You still get attention for other things, but you don't get that, girl, you look good attention.
No, you don't get any of that. You don't get any, and it's comfortable. You
mm-hmm.
don't get any of that. You don't get any of that superficial conversation.
Mm-hmm. And I keep asking myself over and over again, geez, I wonder why Tracy has a hard time with that superficial attention. So mm-hmm. that if you were in my office and you were my client, I'd go right there.
But nobody wants superficial attention. That means that people don't care.
Really?
Tracy,
yeah.
Why is it superficial if somebody's telling you you look good? You just said it's a superficial attention. It's not. If you look
but
good and
why can't you just love? Why can't you just? I don't. I look the same.
You're a queen.
Well,
you almost said love.
Well, if a man finds you as a man, if I find you attractive and I come to you as a man and I come with a compliment saying you look good, you look attractive, I would expect as a woman that you would take it and be smiling and happy that I found you good looking. That's not superficial. That's a
but
man.
But why don't you just love me for who I am, whether I'm a little or big?
Being attractive is part of who you are. Your body is part of who you are. Tracy,
no,
it's
not.
Just,
yeah.
Yes, it
but,
is.
But if you're probably dealing with people who don't know you, then they will be superficial in their comments. But if you're dealing with people that are intimate with you on a daily basis, then they're going to know you as to who you are as a person and not focus on the physical so much.
Tracy, don't you want a man who loves you not only because of who you are as a person, but is attracted to you, wants to make love to you every time?
What if I gain weight again? Will you stop loving me?
Well, that's your
because if the person has an intimate connection with you, it's not going to be based completely on the physical appearance.
Yep. It will be based only on the physical, but if also I have a hard time because you are such a woman who puts a high standard in many things in your life that you truly believe that I don't understand. You have the own solution. Your solution is inside of you. You already know because in many other things that I've debated and things like that, you even made me think of your standard, what you truly believe. I don't understand why you don't put that same standard when it comes to your weight. You could have that.
You know, I personally know of situations where married couples have gone through a situation where the wife has had cancer and she's had to have both of her breasts removed. Now, certainly, most men would think, well, the man won't be attracted to her after she's had that type of operation. But if they have a true marriage, the husband is going to stay in the picture.
Yes, I agree with you. But it's not the same thing that if you are with a woman that your body tells you a lot. It is using her body and training her body and doing what she needs to as a temple and let herself go. And then that same woman who you're married to basically asks you to accept it when, as a man, you're keeping your temple okay. I think both things are important. I think being psychologically strong is very important, which a lot of people don't do, and respecting your temple, which is your body, is important also. The combination of the two makes you an outstanding person. But if you neglect one or the other, you're done.
Well, listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. When I come back, Dr. Brandy will be gone, but Doris and John will be here. Don't leave because we're continuing with the same topic as we go through this day. But as we go through it and matriculate through, we're going to go to the physical part of it. And so that's a good segue.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I'm interested in hearing what she has to say because you're equating, you've got like a misunderstanding of love. Love is unconditional.
Right.
But what you're talking about in terms of appearance is conditional love.
Right.
And true love in a marital relationship, in a whatever type of union, a mother-child relationship, should be unconditional love.
Correct.
And maybe you haven't experienced unconditional love, and that's something that's skewing your...
My thought process?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Brandy will be back next month. I don't know where we're going next month, but Dr. Brandy will be back next month. Hold on. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, we're going to bring Doris and John in. We're going to go to the physique part of this part, this process. And as we matriculate through the system, as we transform in 2013 and we go through the success process, we're going to do this together. I want you guys to go like me on Facebook. It's Tracy. I think it's Tracy and Friends. But most of you are my friends, and if you're not my friend, become my friend on Facebook. And there's a group there called the Weight Loss Challenge. Once you don't have to do what I do, but I want us to encourage one another so we can build one another so we can make 2013 a success. We'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
direct placement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Now hear this, TV viewers. Here's something to celebrate the end of blaring commercials. ABC Scott Goldberg has the story.
As long as there have been TV shows we love, there have been commercials we hate because they're so loud.
Save thousands on a giant selection.
Well, no more. As of today, the Commercial Advertisement Loudness Mitigation Act, also known as CALM, goes into effect. It says ads must be the same average volume as shows. Democratic Congresswoman Anna Eshoo from California sponsored the bill.
Someone wrote to me from one of the southern states and said, I'm a Republican and I think you should come here and run for governor and you'll win on this issue.
The FCC is urging viewers still hearing loud ads to file complaints. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Antivirus software founder John McAfee says U.S. authorities have made no effort to question him. He spoke to reporters outside a Miami Beach hotel where he's been staying since arriving yesterday from Guatemala. He spent weeks evading authorities in Belize who want to question him in a homicide. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service. For a limited time, Hovers would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Call 800-226-0017. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. 800-226-0017. 800-226-0017.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, how are you?
The Curiosity Shop, located in Canfield, Ohio, on Route 224, is an upscale consignment shop with downtown charm and fashion-forward taste. A women's clothing and accessory store that offers carefully selected items with friendly service in a boutique-like atmosphere. The Curiosity Shop is never overcrowded and always a great shopping experience. Ann Klein, Escada, Liz Claiborne, Ann Taylor, Dana Buckman, and more. From petite to full figure, the Curiosity Shop is the place for you. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Located on Route 224 in the Hilltop Village Plaza next to McDonald's in Canfield. It's fashion on a budget. It's the Curiosity Shop.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
At Window World, well-informed customers are our best customers. We want you to compare our product with others, to carefully consider the details of our warranty against the competition, and to ask important questions about installation. Why? Because once you do, you'll find out that Window World comes out on top every time in quality, price, and service. Call the original 189 guys at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Window World, not only do we stand behind our windows, we stand on them.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care.
Join Turning Point Counseling Services on December 13th for a special discussion with Dr. Brandi Kelly, Clinical Director at Turning Point Counseling Services, exploring the possibility of reinventing yourself. Dr. Kelly will discuss letting the past be the past and motivating for change. That's December 13th at Turning Point Counseling Services. Find out more. call 330-744-2991. That's 330-744-2991.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and again, we're here. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSON AM 600. It is 9 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock, and today is Thursday, second Thursday of the month. Today is the 13th, and I guess I'm still doing Christmas stuff. Sorry. And in studio with me, I have Doris and John Bullock from Fit Family, and as I said earlier in the show, I've tailored that 2013 is going to be the year of transformation for me. And as I was talking to Dr. Brandy and dealing with the emotional aspects of why we gain, why we can't lose, the binge eating, and she brought up things because I walk back and forth to the refrigerator at night, and I eat all night long. And I have, and she said I need to set small goals, and my small goal is to change the first 3 hours of my day. From the time that I wake up until the time that I leave, I want those that to change to where I get in, I do my devotion time, I work out, and then I get dressed. And so I want that to be a platform of change. With that will come changing in my eating habits, because what happens is I tend to eat all night long. I don't eat for lunch. I suck down coffee during the show here. And it's just not healthy. And we were dealing with why I am. It's tea. Dora's still looking at what I'm drinking. She has been sucking down caffeine. And, you know, dealing with my self-esteem issues that I've had before.
Well, when you said stop drinking, I was wondering, was it alcohol or what it was?
Sucking down coffee. Not water, but coffee. Well, coffee, tea, caffeine, anything with caffeine in it, sucking it down.
Now, you know I'm just kidding. I know you don't drink.
Well, okay, yeah, I don't drink. Well. No. No. At Fit Family, I drink chocolate because you feed me chocolate shots.
Okay.
I came in the gym the other day, since we're bringing it up. I went in the gym the other day, I had a cookie tray. How are you supposed to go to the gym with a cookie tray? And that's just tempting. That's just rude.
It's job security.
Yeah, pull your mic, Dorothy.
I put my blindfold on when
security.
I walked by it.
What are you guys doing over there?
They kept falling off the table in front of me, though.
Actually, I mean, you should be able to treat yourself every so often. And that was a treat day. The members bought in. It was called Cookie Day. They bought in their cookies, and they had to exercise extra time to have those cookies.
She tried to kill me, but let me get back to what I was saying. I want to lose weight. And so there is a weight loss challenge on my Facebook page. And I want you guys who are not my friends to become my friends. Because I have come to the resolve that I am going to lose weight, and I am going to put photos up of me today and my measurements. I call them naked photos because it is the least amount of clothes that I've ever displayed in public.
Where are those at now?
They're on my computer. Doris sent them over to me. She took pictures of me.
Are they public?
They will be.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's I will say this, you know, going through this in my mind, the last couple of days has really been kind of scary. The naked photos are really, because you never see yourself.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a centerfold?
Yeah, it's a centerfold. I mean, it is, I'm serious. It is a centerfold. I mean, John, I mean, I'm a very conservative.
It'll be fine. I'm proud of you. Because this is the beginning step of it.
This is crazy. No. I'm going naked on Facebook. You know what naked is?
No, you're not totally naked. Not let you do that.
I'm bearing it all.
No, you're not bearing it all.
I saw every cookie, every piece of cheesecake I've ever eaten the other day.
Have you resigned from the station yet?
No, can't do that. Can't do that.
Because if you're going to bear it all, there's going to be a lot of talk.
Yeah,
so
I want to
really invite you to do this and to work with me on this. The Facebook page, you can post your comments. You don't have to put your photos up there. If you'd like to, you can. Every month there will be a new photo. There will be new measurements. Every day I will journal what I'm eating and my exercise regimen. I'm going to tell you my failures, as well as my accomplishments, and they will be there on the page. And so you'll find the groups there, and you'll be able to see what's going on there. And I want to thank Doris. Doris is a wonderful, wonderful trainer. She smiles all the way through the workout. I exercise there at, is it 5:30 or 6 o'clock?
It's when you get there. It is supposed to be 5:30.
I will be at Fit Family on Tuesdays, most Tuesdays, at 5:30. If anybody wants to come and buy in a group package that'll be with me on those Tuesdays, she'll be able to tell you how much that'll be. And you can come and work out with me in a group session, and we can do this together for those of you who are locally. It's in Austintown on 46. She has a wonderful gym. The women there are really, really great. And come and join us. But we're going to work this thing out together in 2013. So hi, Doris. Hi, John.
Hi.
Talking to Doris.
Thank you for letting us come again.
Letting you come again?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord, it's an honor to have people from Fit Family here.
Those memberships, the people that are going to join you, they have to hurry up and do that because there is limited space. So.
Yes, there's limited space.
You need to make sure that you sign up as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Then it can be determined how many people can come.
Okay. But we're going to do that. So it's open, and because we're going to do this together. And we've measured myself.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
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 Because, you know, every year there's millions of people that say that they're going to lose weight. And that's probably the number one resolution that everyone makes.
That's true.
So our goal is to help you to stick to it, because usually by the end of January, sometimes the second week in January, people forget that they've actually made that resolution. So that's why we're starting before January, so that we're not really calling this our New Year's resolution.
No.
We're calling it lifetime.
But it's a 2013 transformation, because I want, as I said, the first 3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours of the day. 2013, first 3 hours of the day.
Let me ask you something. Is this the first time you've made this type of commitment to yourself?
Yes and no. I've lost weight before.
Because I'm just wondering, does it have anything to do with December 21st?
Well, then, you know. So you have a point there, John. That's pretty good. I just wonder,
you're not making it up.
What?
You're going to get past that point, right?
Actually, you know what's prompting this is 48.
48?
48.
What's that?
48 is my age.
Okay.
I will be 48 in a couple days, in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And
well, congratulations.
I want to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, you know, outside of being vain and wanting success in life, I don't want to be sick and aged. I really want to be healthy. MS is nothing to play with. And the better off I take care of myself now, the better off I'll be in the future. And when you see what can happen to you, it's like a crackhead. If you know what crack will do, why would you go and smoke crack? Well, if you know what diabetes does, if you know what hypertension does, if you know what being unhealthy does, if you know what lack of exercise does, if you know that you have an illness and you know what it can do, if you can do anything to preempt some of the symptoms, you need to really be mindful of that.
Exactly.
I really want to be healthy. I don't, and not saying it might not happen to me, you know, I can go out and get hit by a bus, but if I can preempt it on my own and have something to do with it, then I want to do that. And then I want to be vain. I want to go back to a good size 12.
Okay.
I really do. I really want to get back to a size 12 because I want to, I don't know.
What do you want to do?
Do you have a time period on this?
No.
You don't?
Nope. No time. I just want, if I change the 3 hours of my day and I eat past 7.
You're in 2015 talking about this?
Well, when I say time period, if I complete my goals of the 3 hours that I do in the morning, it'll automatically change the rest of my life. I won't have to have that conversation because I will have changed my eating habits as well as my workout habits.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
That makes sense, but I kind of think you need to have some type of a measuring tool so that you understand how well you're doing or how
you
want
to set mini goals.
Yeah, you have to have some kind of a goal.
Okay. By June, I want to be in a bikini.
You can wear a bikini now.
No, you can't wear a bikini now. We got naked photos going on. We're not going to do naked photos.
Believe me, I have seen some out in bikinis that really should not be out in bikinis.
Have you seen? And you saw Norbit, didn't you?
No.
Norbit was Eddie Murphy when he was in the movie. He was a fat girl in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not doing.
You're nowhere close to Norbit. So, I have seen worse.
John,
than
if
Norbit,
I put
you're nowhere close
John,
to
if I put a thong on, it's gonna be Norbit.
Well, I wasn't talking about thong now.
I said bikini.
Okay, so
I want to go to Brazil this summer.
Okay,
Brazil, and I want to be able to wear a swimsuit and be comfortable in it. How's that?
Okay,
that is phenomenal.
Okay.
So that's my mini goal.
That means you're gonna have maximum goal.
Why is that a maximum goal?
You want to go to Brazil and you want to put on a bikini?
No. I want to feel comfortable in a bathing suit.
Oh, just in a bathing suit. This summer.
By this summer. So by this summer, I want to be able to put on a bathing suit and be comfortable in it. Shop off the rack.
And you have a diet that's going along with your plan?
Yeah, don't eat past 7 o'clock.
Do you have a diet to go along with your plan?
Yeah, don't eat past 7 o'clock.
That's not a diet.
That's a diet.
We need to go a little bit
further.
We need
to talk more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we look at your measurements from the date that we took them, which was 12/11.
Okay.
And do we want to discuss your weight?
Yes.
Okay.
But we might as well bear it all. Hey guys, your mics are on. You might as well bear it all. I've bared my soul mentally and emotionally the first hour. You might as well
This is excellent. I think it's very, 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 very good. I mean, it's don't cry.
Okay.
It's okay.
You know what? You're looking younger now since you've been doing this workout. Did you notice that? Her face is looking younger.
Mm-hmm. She looks good.
Yeah, you're looking younger. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. So her weight, and we're telling it to
the
world, was 260. Her shoulders, 47.5. Her chest. I'm very jealous of this.
I got boobs.
48.5. Her waist, 46. Abdominals, 43.5. Her hips, 53. Biceps on the left, 14.25. Forearm, 10.25. Her thighs, 30.75, and her calf on the left, 15.25. On the right, 14.5. For her biceps, forearm, 10.5. Her thigh, 31. Her calf, 16. Her body fat was 46.9. Her BMI is 40.7.
What is the optimum BMI?
Your optimum BMI.
Go ahead.
What is it?
Your optimum BMI would be based upon your height and your weight. So you want it to be below the 25 mark. So yours is up there.
It's a little bit over.
Yeah. So we have a little work, so we'll get there.
Okay.
And then once we get, you know, our first goal is to get past the 40 mark. Then our second goal is to get past 35. So we'll just keep working gradually each time. And then when we get, you know, when you get to a point where we're looking at you and we see how you look, how you feel, then we'll go from there.
Well, I can tell you one thing, though. You're definitely going to have a specific diet to get from 40 to 25.
John, now let me ask this. I mean, I know that I have to take sugar out of my diet. I know I have to take fried foods out of my diet. I know that I need to take bread.
Fried food?
You know, like fried chicken?
Yeah.
Fried pork chops?
Mm-hmm.
French fries?
You haven't been eating those, though.
Eh.
We're going to start
potato
journaling.
Potato cakes?
We're going to journal online. And you cannot lie because...
No, we will not lie. Yeah. We'll lie. I won't even lie on the days that I cheat.
Do you have any type of a juicer at home?
Mm-hmm.
She's got everything.
She does?
Uh-huh.
She sits and watches TV, just like someone else I know, and goes on QVC and BBC and EBC and everything else and order everything that there is.
Oh, yeah, I got juicers. Mm-hmm. I garage sale. I got juicers, Magic Man, bullet mixers, juice mixers, protein drinks. My biggest problem is not consistency of day eating and the times that I eat, because I can go all day long and I will eat right. Mm-hmm. Come 6 o'clock when I go home to relax, I love pasta. You know, I love sugar. I love hot tamales. I love food. You know, I love cheesecake.
Do you sleep?
No, I eat.
Do you sleep?
No, I eat.
Do you sleep? How many hours of sleep do you get a day?
Probably 4 to 5.
Somewhere around there, about 4 to 5.
Most busy people.
Well, 4 to 5.
Except for Doors.
You know. She got to get her nap again. Nappy nap.
She works hard, but she has this clock that's built in.
What time's the clock later?
I don't care where she's at. We can be out to a jazz concert.
Well, she go to sleep at 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Yep, if we're out at a concert, I put a pillow on the table. Because at a certain time, her head's going to go boom.
Well, now,
you know, we just need to get that sleeping pattern, too, because that will affect you.
I heard that. I heard sleep is important.
It
68
is very,
hours.
It's very important.
You have to get 68 hours.
We need to change your diet. We need to get your sleeping pattern better and, you know, and your exercise. They all work hand in hand. You can't have one and not have the other.
So I have to sleep, drink water, eat right, and exercise.
Correct.
Now, let me ask this. Can you be overweight and be healthy?
You can be overweight and be healthier. I mean, there's people that are very, very thin that are not healthy.
But it doesn't matter. If you're overweight, that means the heart has to work harder. If you're overweight based on your makeup, where you should be, your heart is working harder than it has to all the time.
Okay.
So the answer is really...
Because let me say this. I have considered gastric bypass surgery. Because I'm not to the point where I am so obese that that I would need it, but I can get it because of my weight.
But have you seen people that have had it?
Woo!
And,
not good.
You know, what they end up doing is within so many years or they've gained the weight back because they still didn't change their eating habits. They didn't change anything about themselves. And that's one of the first things that the doctor tells you majority of them, I should say, not all of them, will tell you when you're done getting that procedure done, you need to start changing your life. You need to exercise. You need to, and they don't.
Well, I saw that they lost too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that because they lost too fast, their physique may have changed. But it didn't change to where they changed.
Right.
And there was so much excess skin that procedurally you have to have a lot of money because that's cosmetic.
Yes.
And so what good is being thinner if you can't – when you look at the mirror and you look worse than you did when you were heavier?
Exactly.
Because I have to say, for the first time, I've never taken these photos that we're going to put up this evening. I've never had photos taken of me with just a bikini top on or an exercise bra on and a pair of workout shorts. So I've never taken a photo and seen my body and how it looks in a total circumference. I've never looked at it that way because you usually have on clothes.
Yeah.
And if you are comfortable in your clothes and they look halfway decent, you don't see the flaws of your weight.
Right.
And when you sent them to me, I looked and said, wow.
Well, what we tend to do is because we're overweight, we'll buy the double X or triple X so we feel comfortable in it and we don't see what's the problem.
And if you don't see it, and you don't look at yourself in the mirror in that manner. You look at how you look at your clothes, but as far as you standing in the mirror and looking at your body and how it looks, people don't do that, and I don't think, not often.
Yeah.
Especially people that are overweight.
Right.
And so you don't see the weight gain. You don't see the weight gain. You don't see what you look like. And you don't see the unhealthiness of the roles that you have.
Right. And that's true.
And you see yourself in photos and you crop them so that you only see your face. And so you really hide your imperfections. Or you just become obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is, in a society where we need to be healthy, we need to quit hiding. And we need to say, okay, I've got an issue here. Let's do something about
it. Let's work on it.
And not to the point where it becomes a resolution that you fail at, but it becomes a lifestyle change. It's a transformation, not just a resolution.
Exactly. That's true.
Well, you know, that's true for people that have a weight problem, but I also think it should be applied to people who are maybe they don't have a weight problem, but they're on the verge, and it should be applied to their whole family. So everybody needs to, because what's the percentage in this country? 40% of the kids are obese. 70% of people are obese in this country.
Yeah.
So it really should be applied to all families, but more so to people that are obese to have weight that they need to get rid of.
And we need lifestyle changes, and we do. It's not good for us.
Yeah.
And I believe that once you can, as I said, change the 3 hours, because it's more than just weight. It's productivity time, because it's being productive. Because once you get a system to yourself, and you can say, then your eating patterns, once you take a rest, those eating patterns, other things in your life should change.
Right.
You would think.
You're going to start feeling better about yourself. You know, I mean, I have clients right now that when they're standing in front of a mirror to do weight training, they're doing their biceps, whatever, they don't want to look at themselves in the mirror. They'll turn and look away because they cannot handle looking at themselves in the mirror. So it's internal, too, because we need to change our mindsets of our bodies and love ourselves. From the inside out, and then work on the outside at the same time. So it has a lot to do with our mind too.
Well, another way to look at that also is it's almost, you know, it's like people who they invest into the stock market or they put money in the bank. That's an investment, so they pay themselves first. Your health is another investment, so you have to pay yourself first from that standpoint of doing what you said, Tracy. And finding a period of time where you're spending time for yourself. Nobody else can do it, so that's an important thing.
But and self, you know, self love.
That's it.
Self love.
Yeah.
Because you know, when I look at our finances, when I look at our health, when I look at we talk about the disparity, especially when it comes in race.
Mm-hmm.
The disparity of income, the disparity of health. There are things that I can blame society for, but then I have to take some onus on myself because I'm the one that wants the chitlins on Christmas Day that will try to eat my weight at it. You know, I'm the one.
Right.
You know.
I don't even like to hear that sound. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Just a little bit of leverage, you know what I mean?
I'm the one who wants the fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
See, it's like me and you going to the Dairy Queen on our way to go work out. You got to pass the Dairy Queen to get to the Fifth Family, you know.
Yeah, I've been caught.
That's what
that.
I'm saying.
He
I mean,
a joke over.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. 240, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy, I had the same problem that you had. Every time I see food, I want to eat food.
And that's the problem. But, you know, as Dr. Brandy said a little bit earlier, a lot of it has to do with more than just eating.
Yeah.
Emotional eating. Like I think I told Dr. Brandy, I think I'm afraid of being seen or attention.
My biggest problem was, like I said, I like food. But I'm a diabetic. And 6 months ago, my doctor said, if you don't get yourself together, I'm going to put you on insulin. So after 3 months, I'd walk every morning. I go to work, I'd walk. If I ate something, I'd walk after. So I got to the point, man, you know what? I kind of like this walking now.
Okay.
And it becomes a way of life. Yeah.
And, you know, walking is one of the best exercises you can do for yourself. A lot of people don't understand that.
What did you say, 240?
And I slowed down on my eating, too. I started eating a little bit more healthier.
Right. And that's one of the things. Once you start exercising, you want to start eating better because you see an improvement in your mind, your body, and everything works hand in hand. So congratulations.
In regards to walking, Tracy, if you want to go to South America by the summer, walking is not going to do it.
You know what, John?
You're going to have to do a little bit more than walking. Now, that could be a part of it.
Now, you know what, John, do you know what your wife did to me this past Tuesday?
I can imagine.
John, it was not pleasant.
You know, sometimes I think, you know, people love what they're doing, but sometimes they get sadistic in what they do.
And Doris is one of them. That's what I'm trying to tell you. She had me on that elliptical, and then they put me on the hard one. That was just not rude.
You know, I'm gonna have to tape the things that go on in our facility sometimes. I hear Doris laughing all the time. She's laughing from 7:30 in the morning until 8 at night. She's laughing.
Yeah, because
I have the best job in
she's
the whole world.
She's always laughing. But here's what I hear. Oh. Oh.
I have to say, and let me say this, as hard as she is as sweet as she is when it comes to, you know, being a trainer, I'm glad she's not like the people on TV. Because I'd have to put her out. I'll put her out of her own gym. She would, John, I'm telling you, I'd put her out. She'd be locked up in the bathroom.
You guys act like I'm not even here.
No, I was really just, I was being funny and facetious. Doris, I admire Doris. I tell her all the time that she is extremely lucky because she loves what she's doing. That laughter is really just helps her helping people.
Helps who?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
she
person
got
that's, you know, on the other end.
334, your mic is on.
Hey, I was listening on my internet for a while to you guys. You know, when it comes to working out, I think it's a psychology that you have to embrace. I think you have to, if you're not in shape, if you haven't been working out, you want to, and this is just so, maybe it's because I played ball and an athlete in college. I like the pain. I like the feeling of being sore because, especially after having not done something for a while, because I feel like I know I'm getting results. And a lot of times, especially with females, I notice when they go to the gym, they'll walk on a treadmill, comfortable, burn 300 calories, leave. I mean, it works, but, you know, I mean, I've seen women come to the gym for years, same body shape, haven't lost any weight. They're in there 4 or 5 days a week, walking on the treadmill. After a while, you won't burn 300 calories. Your body will adjust. You'll start burning 200, even though it'll say 3 because and I feel like you have to, and I know when I talk to a lot of females, they'll say, well, you know, when I work out, I want to get like a man. And I've seen women that have worked out hard and lifted weights, and I've seen their body, it holds tight and firm. It doesn't, you don't get like a man unless you pump in some testosterone up in your system. It's just, it's very hard for a woman to become manly. So I think a lot of women shy away from weights, especially black women, and I think that it has a detriment, because you can get on a treadmill, but weights and treadmill and diet, I mean, it's fast. I mean, your body will respond very fast, and I'm speaking from experience. I've done all three, lift weights, run, and try to watch my diet, which is the hardest. And I'm talking about a month's time. You can look in the mirror and just see a complete difference.
That's true.
You brought up a very important point when you were mentioning that you see some people, they can be in the gym for 1 or 2 years and nothing changes. And there's a reason for that. The reason for it is that they're probably not utilizing a proper diet, for one, and making sure that they have some kind of a plan with that. But the other thing is a lot of gyms, you go to the gym and maybe you get a routine, or maybe you don't get a routine to work out in reference to your goal. Well, that routine has to change after a certain period of time, because if you do the same routine for a year or two, your body gets used to it, and then nothing happens. So you have to change what you're doing. There's different ways to do a bicep curls. There's different ways to do a setup. There's different ways to do push-ups. So you have to change how you utilize your muscles and your energy to make improvements. So that's a very important point you brought up.
Well I played ball in school, so for me it's like a lot of times you don't have to worry. You're thinking, I don't need a trainer. It's not going to help me. Everything he tells me, I know most of the time. I had a trainer for about 2 months. I had a trainer. And I swear at the end of it all, and I tried to follow his diet. I did everything he said. And at the end of those 2 months, I was a lot better. Even though the things he said wasn't something I hadn't done before, I think what really broke through was the diet and the fact that when I worked out, I didn't do anything. I like this guy because I didn't do – I may have hit the bench in 2 months maybe 4 times. And I worked out 4 days a week. And, I mean, we were doing – everything. One day it was push-ups. One day everything was different, and it was a nice size weight room, so we had a lot of options. But I mean, my body started responding. My lats, everything. My stomach, I had veins. I mean, I was really in great shape because this guy. I never did the same thing.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You weren't doing the same thing, and then on top of that, where if you would have been doing it by yourself, you would have stopped and said, okay, I've had enough, where he's taking you to beyond that point, and he was there as your spotter and to tell you, come on, give me 10 more or whatever. So, I mean, where people think I can train by myself, I can work out by myself, I really don't need any help because I know all this. But when you have someone that's there with you and telling you, okay, give me a few more, you can do a little bit more, you actually push yourself a little harder. And it's true. I myself, if I don't feel sore the next day after I work out, I feel like I haven't had a workout. So to me, the soreness is a good thing. It's an added benefit so that I know I've worked those muscles. Where some women, they feel that they don't want to be sore. They don't want to feel the pain. They don't want to. They just want to just know that they did something, and that pain is a good thing.
And I have found that.
Let me ask you this: when you get to
right,
the last
you do
few
stop.
Sets,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you stop.
When
you don't have a trainer, you don't have somebody
sets,
with you.
I'm sorry.
You're
going to
stop.
Go ahead.
I was saying, you know, if you don't have a trainer with you, and that's why I'm welcoming you guys to call Fit Family. What's the number, guys?
330-793-4466.
And come and hang out with me on Tuesdays with Doris, because I have found I will stop when, you know, I'll get on the treadmill and I'll whether I'm running or whether I'm walking or whatever I'm doing, and then when I get to my weights, I'll do my little set to whatever I'm doing. But as far as me pushing it past, okay, I've had enough. I just quit. I'm done.
The gentleman had another question. He's still there.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Alabama.
Yeah, I was wondering what. And I've read, you know, you always, one day you read the magazines, they say something else, then you read read it again, it'll say something different. But I noticed that when you strain, when you work out, I don't really work out heavy because I'm not ready to go to a combine or something. So I'll work out with probably a little bit over my body weight at the most. But I find when I strain more, it speeds everything up. I heard it produces more testosterone or something. But, you know, if you're staying around 8 reps, you're probably not straining. But if you're going up to, like, 15 to 20 reps on what you're working out with, you'll burn a lot more. And I seem to get more results strength-wise, and vascularity picks up. I respond. I don't know what it is. I guess the HGH levels go up or something from all the straining. But it takes a month to get like that. But when I get there, I get results faster because if I'm straining, I start increasing muscle mass, everything. It's almost like I'm on something.
Well, I'm going to call it something different, and maybe Doris has a different name for it. When you say straining, it's really muscle exertion. Or when 8 reps versus 15 or 20 reps is exercising your muscle in a different way. If you're doing the less than 10 reps, probably you're utilizing a heavier weight, and that's for building bulk. And you still should work out to the point where you have muscle exertion, because it's called a burn. Also, you get muscle burn if you're doing a bicep curl. If you're doing any more than 10 reps, what you're basically doing is firming your body up, and you're not building bulk. So there's a reason for doing those type of activities in a different way. But again, whatever exercise you're doing, at some point in time, you have to change the method of how you do it. It's called muscle confusion, and you have to confuse your muscles, because if you don't, your body will just get used to it and nothing will happen. So those people that you saw in the gym for 1 or 2 years that nothing changed, that's probably what was going on. They needed a personal trainer at some point in time to help them to change their routine so they could progress.
Let me ask y'all another question. My stomach, like, is flat. I don't have a lot of fat there, but it sits up. Does that have something to do with your intestines or something? It's not just completely, maybe the magazines are just straight, Photoshop.
Yeah.
I can get, my stomach can get tight, but it still sits up a little bit. I wonder why.
And of course, I don't know your age or any of that, but a lot of times when we look at ourselves and we think, okay, when we was back in our 20s and we had a six-pack and we had this little thin waistline, we may not be able to get exactly back to that point. And your main goal should be to feel healthier, your body to look better, and being able to survive on a day-to-day basis without losing your strength or your ability to go up and down the stairs. What happens is that as we age, our body will change to a certain extent, too. We may not be able to get that muscle mass that we had because we lose a certain percent of it every year after, I believe it's age 30, we start losing the muscle mass. So you want to, in order to continue to keep the muscle mass, you have to lift the weights. And as far as your abs are concerned, I mean, you want to continue doing your ab work. And if you're not seeing what you want to see in your ab exercise, then you may need to change it. And if you're still not seeing what you want to see, then there could be some other things going on with your muscles. Everybody's muscles are different.
Can I ask you this?
Sure.
What I was saying was, I'm wondering, is there some sort of a plateau? Because, I mean, you could change your diet. I changed my diet for a long time. I did a lot. And once I get around 11, 10%, I get stuck. And I've been listening to these guys called the Hodge Twins. They talk about intermittent fasting. And they're saying that once they intermittent fast, which is, I'm sure you guys can explain, but to everybody what that is. But once they do that, they're able to break under, break through, and then now they're down to like 5%.
Right.
And so what's the... Go ahead. No, that was it. I was just trying to say maybe that's the difference. Maybe I need to kind of switch up with that because I tried the 6 meals a day for a while, and it works when you when your body fat's 18, you know, percent. But when you get down to around 10, it's just not effective anymore to me.
I wanted to add to the answer to your abs. Your question was your abs seem to be up. And there's a lot of people. Sometimes they think just doing a setup is going to improve their abs. There's different parts of your ab muscles. You have an upper and a lower, and your legs, utilizing your legs as far as an exercise activity for the abs, exercises that part of your abs. The upper part of your body exercises the top part of your abs. Now there's varying different types of ab exercises. I'm just simplifying it right now. So a lot of people get into the routine of only doing one ab exercise, and you can produce more muscle in a certain part of that area by just doing that. So you might want to check that out.
And you also mentioned about the fasting. You can, I mean, I don't know if you've done fasting before, but if you're going to do that, I wouldn't suggest that you go on a hard workout that day, because I would hate for someone to be picking you up. So you want to, if you're going to fast, and try it and see if it does get you to the next point, because fasting will, because, I mean, it kind of gives your body a detox, a cleansing out of whatever you have going on in the inside, because we take a lot of processed food in. Even when we think we're not, we're still getting some processed food that affects our bodies. So you might want to just, you know, to see if it works for you. I mean, it may work for one person, but it may not work for you.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, if I get, like, say per day I'm on, hypothetically, if I got a 3,000 calorie a day diet and I drop it down to, let's say, 2,500 or 2,200, try to get all 2,200 in a 7-hour window from 1 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm usually not hungry. So when I work out, let's say I go work out that morning, the next morning, I'm really not that hungry. So it's not like I'm really, so I'm able to still work out hard, but, and when I do work out, and I'm still able to, I might take a shake or something low calorie to try not to break the fast, but, you know, try to not to really eat the bulk of your calories until the latter part of the day. What do you think about that?
And like I said, everybody's body is different. So it may work for someone else, but it may not work for you. I'm a firm believer that you don't want to go for a longer extended period of not eating, because when you don't eat, by the time you get ready to sit down and have that meal, you are starving. And so your body is just going to hang on to whatever you put into your mouth. So it'll be better, even if you're not hungry in the morning, have that shake, and then by lunchtime have your snack or whatever, and then still eat those meals in between, not to sit down and have it all at once later in the day. That's my understanding of what you're saying.
There's also a science behind what Doris is saying, and the reason you should eat more on a regular basis. And the science behind it is that your body metabolism needs something to initiate it. So when you eat a meal five times a day and you start off early and end up in the evening, well, every time you do that, well, then that helps your internal engine to help burn body fat and your metabolism to work. So that's why it's important to eat 5 to 6 meals a day at different times. If you don't eat and eat for, like Doris says, everybody's different, but this is the science behind it, and several studies have said this, that if you don't eat for a long period of time, what happens is your engine turns off and your body starts to load fat into certain parts of your body. So, but when your metabolism is working, it's burning that fat, so that's why it's important to eat 5 to 6 meals a day.
Listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. We'll see you on the other side.
I'm Mark Lavoy, WSOM News. The Ohio Senate approved a bill on Wednesday to eliminate a seat in the Youngstown Municipal Court. The vote was 26-6. It passed last week in the Ohio House. Youngstown Mayor Charles Samarone said eliminating the position was motivated by budget issues. A Trumbull County man was indicted yesterday in federal court in an alleged murder-for-hire plot. 23-year-old Andrew Martin of Bristolville is an emergency room nurse for Cleveland Clinic. He allegedly offered $10,000 for the death of a woman in a home ownership dispute. A patient at the ER called police after allegedly being asked by Martin if he had ever killed anyone. And state lawmakers briefed on the plan say Ohio Governor John Kasich is ready to propose raising $1.5 billion for highway projects with Ohio Turnpike bonds while preserving the tollway as a public entity. Kasich plans a series of announcements starting today. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoy, WSOM News.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795. Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a good day today. The number is 347-945-5229, and, you know, today's Health and Wellness Day, and I started a 2013 transformation, and I started it early. And Shirley said, why would you start before Christmas? And I think that it's because it's better to start before, so that you, because what you do and what I found in the past is you say this and you gorge and you go over and do what you want to do for, you know, the holidays. Well, I'm going to start in January, so I just go through all this, instead of being actually mindful and cognizant of what you're doing between now and the beginning of January. So now I'm going to go through the holidays, and I just have, you know, just eat better and get my measurements in so we'll know where I started. Doris says, I gotta act right. She wants me to get 45 to 60 minutes of cardio in a day.
Daily.
And to get into the gym more than my 1 day a week. I'm going to have to do that to get into my bikini this summer.
Three days of swim training.
Yes.
She has agreed to do to decrease her cardio, I mean her calorie intake. She has agreed that she is going to be talking with the doctor in order to work with her other side of
mental part. Yeah, Dr. Brandy. Yeah. I'm going to go. I'm going to make sure I talk
She's
to Dr. Brandy.
Be talking to Dr. Brandy, and we're going to get this.
And a lot of this will happen on air as we go through this, and we want you to call in with your own questions and your own concerns. As we go through the mental, the physical, and the spiritual part of this, because in the next hour I'm going to deal with the spiritual part of this, because there is a spiritual side. For those of you who are not believers, then you don't have to jump on this bandwagon, but for those of you who are, you'll find that there is an adversary that is working against you, and the reason why a lot of us are overweight in the church is because we have substituted some of our recreation for food and for lack of working out, and we're going to have to deal with that because gluttony is an issue. And that's lack of self-control. And a lot of it is lack of self-control. It really, really is a lack of self-discipline.
That's right.
And you have to, and once you put your flesh in check, and we'll get into that in a minute, you'll be surprised what it will do for you. Fit Family.
Thank you.
Fit Family, Doris and John Bullock. It's over on 46, on the corner of 46 and Mahoning Avenue. What's the address over there?
45 North Canfield Niles Road, suite 200, 250, and we're adding a new suite, 300, so we are expanding. We're going to expand about 1,000 feet between now and the end of January.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. Our Pilates area is growing, our aerobics area is growing, and the area that you love so much, the bike area, is growing.
The bike area is growing.
Yeah, yeah. Especially for you.
Mm.
We're fortunate and blessed that we are expanding, and most of our competitors have gone out of business. So,
and I have to say, you know, and I was in there on Tuesday, and I really want you to please take some time and stop out there. I travel all the way through Youngstown, not because they're here, but because it's a good gym. The quality of expertise of the people that are there, the classes that they have. The camaraderie that they have, the lack of competition, and the lack of, or should I say, the usefulness of everyone. Everyone is there to help everyone else out. Even said some people there that were Disney on Ice came out to work out. And, you know, the facility is just a great facility for getting the job done. It's like having a home gym, not in your home. And I got to say it that way. So I welcome everyone to come out with me on Tuesday at 5:30.
And she's also going to be there Wednesday at 9 o'clock for a cycling class. So if you guys want to come and join her on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock for cycling.
We have fun in that class. It's a great class. It's growing, too. So
are you teaching?
Yes. I'm looking forward to you coming.
9 o'clock Wednesday.
We have a great time in that class. Before I get to class, the people that are in the class, they're waiting for me. They're waiting for
me
now.
That's because he gets to wake up in the morning.
That's what I'm thinking. Hello.
That's not true.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you
having
so much
me.
For having me.
Well, listen,
me.
My neck is sort of
happy
up
holidays
on
to you.
Happy holidays. Happy not Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And to the audience.
And we'll be back in 2013.
We'd like to wish to all of the audience happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
And Stanley and Philadelphia, you guys hold on. I'm coming back to y'all in just a second. They jumped on me earlier. And Alabama, he's jumped off the cliff. And again, the number is 347-945-5229. I thank you guys. I'm excited about this. It's different. This thing is really shaping
this is
up.
Good.
This is good?
This is good.
This is good.
This is good. And it's a good starting
point. Do I win $1 million if I get to my goal?
Yes,
like Biggest Loser?
We all win $1 million.
Like the Biggest Loser. Because, you know, they win money. I want a car.
Yeah.
Right.
I can get you a car. I can get you a car. It may be in a little box, but it'll be a car. I can get you $1 million. It may be, you may not be able to spend it.
It might be Monopoly money,
yeah,
but you'll get it for me.
You'll get it. We can make that happen.
818, your mic is on.
This is Shirley Hussar with Urban Game Changers and Community Washington Times. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning, California.
I just say good afternoon over there. This is still Cali time I'm on. It's 11:03 in Cali. So I say good morning, y'all say afternoon, however it works. We're still in America.
That's true.
Okay, so this is my thing. I got two things. I guess I'm going to throw some irons in the fire. Y'all have not talked about what I call, now this is just my opinion. This is just my opinion. I call it black fat. Now, what is black fat? Black fat is the cultural differences of body type. I go to a Korean spa, and this place is great. $15 all day. They'll scrub your body with milk and honey, and it's incredible. All women, no men, and so the women walk around nude. And I'm not funny. I'm not lesbian. I'm totally straight. Trust me, I'm totally straight. But it's interesting to look at the body types of women. And when it comes to African Americans, we tend to have certain body pocket fat on the body.
That's true.
Does anyone want to talk about that? I got 3 points. That's number one. Anybody have any points on that?
Well, and that's true. And most of the studies and the body fat analysis that have been done have been based on the white women and men. So, and then the body fat and even the BMI was done back, before whatever, but way before time. And they have not went back and done any other studies in order to determine what black and white, the difference between them as far as the bone structure and everything. So our bones may be heavier, but as far as the body fat, fat is fat. So if you have fat on your body and you can lose it, the best thing is to lose it. You want to have a little bit of fat on you, but not to the extent where it is hanging off of you, excessive fat. You want to reduce that.
But I would now let me say this. Now let me say this. I can say I will never. When I was born, I wasn't a size 2. So thinking that I'm going to get down to be a size 2 is, or a size, and if I get down to a size 8 or a 10, I'm going to look anorexic and almost dead.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How tall are you, Tracy?
I'm 5'7", but just on my body type,
yeah.
I am solid in a, I am solid in a 12, 14. I will be great at a 16.
Right.
In a size
right.
16, if I get down to, I'm 260 pounds. If I get down to 200 or 190, I'm going to be great. And when I say that, I will be physically fit. If I
me
get down,
me and Tracy must come from the same tribe because we.
If
the
I
same
get
height,
down,
I'm a little older. I'm a little
if
taller.
I get down, if I get down to 130 pounds, 150 pounds, they're going to look like I'm dead. I will not look good. No matter what the BMI index says, I don't care what them people say, I'm going to look like I need to go to somebody's morgue. It is what it is.
And that's why I made the statement that when she asked where she should be. I'm a firm believer that everybody is different. We have to look at a person and how that person feels once they reach a certain point. Now, when they say that your BMI should be below 25 or your body fat should be below 18, 17, 16, whatever, you have to base it on how you feel and how you look. If you get to the point where you look like you have some kind of disease, then that is very bad. You don't want that. You want to look healthy. You want to look like you're in shape. You want to look like you have a body that has been worked out and has some a little bit of fat on it.
Well, doctor,
but,
I have a question. Okay, so when we talk, yes, I go back to black fat. A lot of it, I believe, too, is, and this is my opinion, when we go back to slavery, when we want to talk about crossbreeding, because remember, they didn't think of us as humane. We were considered animals. And so they would take the biggest guy and the biggest girl, meaning the strongest body type. And I've never physically met Tracy, but if I were to see her, like I'm 5'8 and Tracy's 5'7, and we're big girls, okay? And so they would have crossbred us with a big guy, maybe a football player type of guy, so that we would produce big children. And I think that, and through the crossbreeding, now you have a generation of very full-figured people. So when you look at our body type versus maybe an Asian woman or a Chinese woman or maybe a Latino woman, you're going to see a difference in the body type.
Well, that's exactly true. So there's a scientific factor behind there from an anthropological standpoint. What you're saying is black fat, but there's black fat, white fat, brown fat, red fat. And the reason for that is all of us grew up in different cultures, and we grew up in different households. As far as black family is concerned, most of us had a lot of labor. Most women worked a little bit harder than people in other different in different cultures. So, and it's kind of a strict routine. So, if you go to an island in the Pacific, the brown fat's going to look a little bit different. But just like what Doris says, that everything that you do in reference to improving yourself is going to work on that part of your body in basically the same way. You just have to do it from a different standpoint.
And you know, and I have to say this, you know, when we look at, you know, culturally, yes, there is a we are shapely women. We're hippie. We're hippie. We're shapely. We're busty, a lot of us, and we're broad shoulders. But when I look at, we use a lot of our, you know, somebody just pasted that, you know, you can be heavy and healthy. You can be heavy and healthy, but you can be healthy. You can be heavy and unhealthy. And most of us, because we're not working out, it's not like we're eating right and we're working out. We're just heavy, and God has blessed us to not be sick. But that doesn't mean that we don't need to start really exercising, getting, because, you know, we're not working in the field no more. We're not working in gardens anymore. We're not walking we don't even walk to the mailbox, most of us. You know, we're not walking, you know, to anywhere. We're not walking down the street. We're not doing anything. We get in our cars. We drive where we want to go. We go walking, and we're not briskly shopping when we go shopping. We saunter down the mall way. So we're really not exercising our heart. We're not pumping the blood through our bodies like we should. We're not getting our heart rate up. We're just kicking it. And we really need to understand that we have to start taking care of ourselves, because the society has changed, our lifestyle has changed, and we are extremely lazy in how we do everything as Americans.
Exactly.
And the bottom line, too, is when you take all the skin off, there's a bicep muscle, there's a tricep, there's a deltoid. And from an ethnic standpoint, the foods we eat, the culture that we live in, and all the things that surround our lives may shape us. And that's why we can call it black, white, or whatever.
Black fat?
Fat. But when you take all the skin off and you utilize the correct diet and you utilize the correct exercises for that particular part of your body and your main goal, you're going to change and improve.
Hey, South Carolina, your mic is on, and so is yours, Alex.
Well, for me, you know, the big issue for me was, you know, I've always been on the positive side of that BMI. Even when I was in the Marine Corps, here I am wearing, you know, 211 pounds with a 32-inch waist and a 19-inch neck, and I'm overweight according to the BMI standards. But if you were to see me, you know, in uniform, you'd say, there's no way. But that's the kind of fight that you had to fight. I mean, now I'm a little bit more than 211, but you know, I'm still, you know, I can lose a little weight for my own personal preference, but after I do my physical, and I'm fine. You know, my blood pressure is great. You know, my blood pressure is lower than people half my age and half my size. So.
And that's true. I mean, and that's why a lot of times we will tell our clients that body fat and BMI is just a measurement. You can get someone that works out every single day and they are nothing but muscle, and you put them on the scale, they are reflecting that they're overweight. They're also reflecting that their body fat is higher than it should be. So it's not, it's just a tool that is out there, and that's why I say you have to go by how you feel, how you look, and all the other things like your blood pressure, if you're a diabetic and you've been taken off your medicine, all those things are much more important than going by your body fat and your BMI.
I also want to throw in there, and lethal migraine, just put in there, make sure you see a doctor. I will say this, you need to see a doctor before you start any weight training and you start any vigorous exercise and dieting. But most of our doctors, if we want to be honest about it, most of our doctors, if you've seen a doctor any time in the last 6 months to a year, if you are unhealthy, they will tell you if you got cholesterol, you need to exercise. If you're overweight, you need to exercise. If you got hypertension, you need to lose weight and exercise. They've given you a diabetic diet if you exercise. I have yet to see a physician tell somebody that if you don't do anything, you need to walk 20 minutes a day. They told my mom, and she is thin as I don't know what, that she needs to get a pedometer and do 10,000 steps a day
at
82.
But that's for her heart, and that's for her bones. And 10,000 steps a day is what they're suggesting that people do in order to stay active. You're going to find that if a person does exercise, and walking is one of the easiest things that a person can do because most people can walk, and that's all she would be doing is walking. That's going to keep her bones stronger and keep her moving, keep her alive. 10,000 steps is good.
Just make sure you don't go see the doctor, kind of doctor I went to yesterday.
Okay, so I have a little different viewpoint of working out. Because I know, I can tell you, I'm where you're at, Tracy. The beginning of the year, you know, having to get in front of the back of that camera again was always fun for me. And I'd rather be behind it, editing and everything, and everybody says, you're right, you got to get back in front of the camera. And I said, oh, my God, I gained so much weight. And I went back into ballroom dancing. A lot of people don't know I do ballroom dance, and I do bachata. Bachata is a Dominican Republic dance, and it's a Latin dance where you do a lot of hip movement. Now, when I started working out, like old school, you go to the gym, you do all this weightlifting, you do these certain training, you get a trainer, and I did the treadmill like crazy, and I was not losing. When I started going back to when I was dancing, I mean, I loved to dance so much, I could dance 3 hours straight of street cardio, and I was doing it and doing it and doing it. Now I'm down, I was at a 18, and now I'm at a 14. So I know where you're at, and I'm about the same height, but I know because of my big tits and ass, I still, to me, look really big. And so for me, I know that heat and stretching works for me, not so much weightlifting and treadmilling because of my body type. So I had posted in the chat room a Bikram yogurt. Bikram yogurt is a type of yogurt where you do yogurt and heat. And, again, I give Tracy, you do have to go to a doctor, but there's a place called StudioOxygen.net. Or a Beckham, I said Beckham or Beckham yogurt, B-E-C-K-H-A-M yogurt. What it does, it's a heat stretching process because being a full-figured woman, and like Tracy said, those rolls that start to come up into the body and the fat that starts to dwell up in areas you don't want. But that yogurt, what it does, it stretches all that out. Where if you do weight training and running, you're building the muscle. Now, you need to do both because as you get older, you've got to do the muscle training.
That's what we fail to realize. You don't need to do just one. You need to do multiple. You need to do it actually. You need to do it all.
And if you're going to be doing hot yoga, that's one of the things that you really, really need to be cautious of. Make sure you do see a doctor, too, for that because if you're in a room where the room is really, really hot, you have to be cautious of your body temperature. Your body temperature rises anyways when you're working out. And so just be cautious of where you're at and all that because people have gotten injured from getting overheated.
I've never heard of hot yoga. That's a new one for me.
It's around. It's good.
You wouldn't lose half the time frame. You wouldn't have to go to the gym as much. To me, that just is my opinion. I think dancing and Bikram yoga for black women are the best thing to do. Because I've
dancing
seen what
is
doing.
Great.
Well,
I do ballroom, I do salsa, I do bachata, merengue. Just dance and heat. You can cut half that time in a gym.
Well, those type of activities are good for everybody. Everybody. And the reason for that is that you said a very good important point in the middle of your conversation there, was that you were working out on a treadmill for a long period of time and not getting any results. Your mental attitude also is an important factor in what you do and how much you achieve. If you like what you're doing, dancing, ballroom dancing, different types of dance steps, that's a fantastic aerobic exercise. And also, exercises not only your cardio but your body and your brain, because so it's exercising your complete being. But then when you add on top of that you enjoy it, well then that's another important factor. We have people that ride bicycles 3-4 times a week and they've lost 40-60 pounds. We have people
This is a challenge with bicycle for a black woman. Bicycling builds your calves and your thighs. I already got big thighs.
Not the type of bike that I'm talking about. It's a new technology.
Okay.
It's called a Real Rider. No, it doesn't do that. It's more of an aerobic type exercise, but it also exercises your core area the same way that your dancing type activity do.
Okay.
I did not realize that, John.
Yes, it does. That's why we have people. They love it, just like she loves the dancing. They're there 4 or 5 times a week. You know, it's initially hard. It's not something like Doris and I were taking ballroom dancing for a while. You love doing that, and there's not a lot of pain initially, but in a lot of exercises, there's a little bit of pain or a lot of pain, so it's harder to keep doing it. But once you keep doing it, and if you really like it, it really can work out for you. So it's a mental attitude.
But with anything, even with the ballroom dancing, once you've done it for a while, your body
becomes
like
immune to it.
Computer, it realizes that that's all you're going
to
do, and so you
have
to change. You can probably lose weight off of it and maintain or whatever, but it's going to become a point where you're going to become stagnant. So you have to switch it up every so often.
Right, exactly.
Alex, your mic is on.
Hold on.
Alex, your mic is on.
Oh, hey, Tracy.
Hey, Alex.
You know, I just wanted to call in and say I'm very proud of you. You know, because hopefully you inspire some of the people that's
around me.
Close and near and dear to both of us, because we both know that a lot of them needed people that we care about. You know, so
I'm trying. That's the goal. The goal is we have to do better. And food becomes a focal part of a lot of our lives. And I've got to take a break in this a second, and I'm going to let Doris and John go back to work. But food becomes a focal point of a lot of our lives. And it has been, and it's good to break bread together, and you have to eat. But you have to be cognizant of the reason that we're eating and the mental pain that we have that comes with the overeating that causes obesity, that causes us to lose our quality of life.
So we're eating to live.
And we're going to have to change that. For Italians and African Americans, food is our celebration.
Yes.
And we're going to have to change how we celebrate, because what it's doing is killing us.
Exactly.
Especially those chitlins.
Well, it may not be good, but you know, I know folks that don't eat nothing but fish, and it's still not changing the outcomes.
No.
And we need to change the outcomes, because as I said earlier, we look at the disparity that we have in the African American community, and for those of you all know that I'm still black. But with this said, we have to work on our choices also. Because no one now makes me eat hog maw, souse meat, fried chicken, fried pork chops, macaroni and cheese, and greens with lots of grease.
Tracy, Christmas is 2 weeks. I love you, but I'm going for it.
you know
those
what?
Those candy yams call my name, that fried chicken. Say, Sarah, we miss you. I miss you, too. no. Dancing
my ass off. And I'm going to say this. I will say this. I want to get down. I'm not going to stop eating candy yams. That's not going to happen. But I'm not going to eat the whole pot. Because, see, as I said, I will walk until the pies are gone.
Okay.
And I'm serious. I will walk my way. And if I had carpet in my house, it would be a walk from my bedroom to the pie.
It's not wrong with you rewarding yourself once.
That ain't a reward, John. Listen, I said, John.
I'm gonna say it again. There's nothing wrong with you rewarding yourself once in a while.
John, did you miss the point that I said pie?
No, I didn't miss the point because I have the same problem.
Did you hear what I said? Pie.
The thing is that pie.
Same problem.
You have to
not a slice.
She said pie.
I said the whole.
Tracy.
You know. Yes, and the problem is I can bake. I can cook. I can make these.
I am glad that as I got older, I used to love cake. I used to love pie. I used to love cupcakes. Now, actually, I don't like them that often. So, I thought you were saying pot.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I am a very, very good baker. I can bake cakes, German chocolate, rum cake, you know, whatever, pies, you know, cobblers. I can make them not from a box, but from scratch. I bake well. Sweet potato pie, crust and all, just say no.
Really?
Absolutely. Don't just say no, because if I bake them, they are good. They're not, you know, sometimes folks just make them, they just eat. No, I make great pies. I can make four and five at a time and eat all four and five, walking back and forth with slices of pie. That's my exercise.
Wow. See, that's my problem. So you shouldn't be a good cook, you know, when you like to eat.
A man loves a woman that can cook. She's loving life. Let her love life, and she can have a pie once in a while.
No. See, we talking about I eat the pie.
Oh, God. I
eat the pie, you know. I don't stop at the slice. I stop at the pie. And
we haven't discussed the bowel movement thing either. The fact that how regular do you stay?
This is true.
With bowel movement, will that make a difference? Because
yes.
I can take a lunch and go eat a pie right now because I'm hungry.
Well, I mean, Doctor,
okay.
Can we talk about that? How often do you have to go?
I think this conversation has gone down the toilet.
Okay.
Drink a lot of water.
Listen, let me take my break. Hold on, guys. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSMF AM 600 Doors and John from Fifth Family. Happy New Year. See you guys back at the end of the
Happy holidays, everybody.
See you guys back next month. Hopefully, when we weigh in, there'll be some change.
There will be no hopeful. It will happen.
Hey, this is Christmas. We talked about those pies. I got to go get one. I'll be right back.
No.
Located in Canfield, Ohio on Route 224 is an upscale consignment shop with downtown charm and fashion-forward taste. A women's clothing and accessory store that offers carefully selected items with friendly service in a boutique-like atmosphere. The Curiosity Shop is never overcrowded and always a great shopping experience. Ann Klein, Asada, Liz Claiborne, Ann Taylor, Dana Bugman, and more. From petite to full figure, the Curiosity Shop is the place for you. Open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Located on Route 224 in the Hilltop Village Plaza next to McDonald's in Canfield. It's fashion on a budget. It's the Curiosity Shop.
Woo! Hey, this is Pastor Tyrone talking at you. Hey, at the end of the year, we all made some sort of New Year's resolution. Hey, how's that going? I'd like to encourage you towards one addendum to your resolution. Be resolved to love all the more. And if you're able, join us in love, prayer, and giving at HeartReach. You can reach us anytime. Check us out on the web. You can reach us at www.heartreach.com. Or hit us on Facebook.
You enjoy the station you're listening to. Now it goes with you thanks to the free iHeartRadio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is South Carolina. I've heard your voice a few times, but I don't think I know the name.
My name is Shirley Husar, Husar.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I'm from California. And what's your
name?
From
Cali.
Yes.
South Carolina.
Oh,
I'm the one that called South Carolina. Yeah.
Oh,
what part of California are you in?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, okay.
Yeah.
I used to be stationed down in Camp Pendleton. I lived in Ocean, not in Oceanside, but out in Vista, California.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, I write for the Communities Washington Times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have an article that I write there. I have my own column.
Cool. So you're a native Californian, or?
I'm a native Californian. You know, it's funny, we started talking about bowel movement and the movement of bowels. Kind of. You know, it is important that you have bowel movements, and I think that's the problem. Every woman is different. Some women can run to the toilet, and then others are like, I used to not go for days, and I go, I'm supposed to go.
Yeah,
I
have
a bowel movement.
I know a lady that I've known for years, and she will not go for a week.
Oh, my God.
But she will drink one beer, and it seems like she just can't stop going then. But it's. Okay. Somebody's calling for Toys and Pops. I'll be right back, guys.
Anybody else there? We're on hold.
Hey, guys, you there?
I'm here. He had to go. He said he'll be back. He has stepped away. Is the doctor still here?
Doris is just a physical trainer. She's a certified physical trainer
here.
She and John have their own gym. And they are my trainers, actually. And we are working on this. If you go and join one of my weight loss or one of my Fit Challenges groups, you'll see that I have posted photos of me, and you can check those out there. I call them naked photos because it is the least – it is the most I've been cited in years. And as a conservative
I
am.
If you don't want to look like Norbert, you'll be all right.
I'm almost like Norbert. I feel like Norbert. I told him that earlier. I feel like Norbert. You know, I didn't wear the thong, but it might as well have been. So,
you know, but we're going to talk about the pooping thing.
But,
I'm telling you, there's a black poop issue. Don't you think there's a – I don't know about
no,
black.
Ain't no black poop
black.
Issue.
It's a poop issue. It's a poop
ain't
issue.
Ain't no poop issue.
No, it ain't.
No, ain't no poop issue.
Well,
if you can't poop, you need to go to the doctor.
Well, you don't poop, you need to do things to help you poop.
No, you need to go to the doctor. But a lot of it happens because, again, we don't eat right. We eat more sugars and don't eat fiber.
This is true.
I mean, if you eat, I promise you, if you eat shredded wheat and you got any healthy body cells in your body, you go into the bathroom.
That's true. Now that is
true. Shredded wheat. Yes, Al.
Even if you don't go to the bathroom, your stomach and your system is going to tell on you. Because you're going to be gassing some serious gas.
You know, but you know what helped me get myself regulated was those Chinese teas, those super dieted Chinese teas. Now, you might see Jesus because you'll be running the bathroom faster than a long while, but those super Chinese dieted teas, when you eat that whole pie, they ain't going to tell you this, Tracy. I'm going to give you a little cheat tip. Go get you some super dieted tea after you eat that pie. You'd be all right.
This is the issue. I know how to cheat to make it work. But what I'm saying to us is I don't want to cheat. I want to make it real.
Okay.
Because I want long-lasting, life-changing, systemic results. See, I don't want to do because I'm getting ready to get an award and I go on the crash diet. I want us to make life-changing decisions. Because as I said, you might have missed it to Dr. Brandy earlier. I want to see where I have changed 3 hours of my day, not just my weight.
I like that.
But see, 3 hours of my day, which is the first 3 hours of my day, I want to get my workout.
I think you need to do a variety, like you said, but I think you need to find one that you love.
No.
The doctor.
Right? I'm talking. When I say, listen to what I'm saying. 3 hours of, you have to understand, if we wake up and we change 3 hours of our day,
okay,
which means 3 hours of my day is getting up in the morning, getting my devotion time in, getting my workout time in, and eating the right food, and stop eating by 6 o'clock, my life will change forever. Just those four things right there.
Okay.
Just those four. You know, we look at this and just think, how many of us actually just walk 1 hour a day?
Right.
I mean, honestly, say commit to walk. If it's nothing but walking the dog, we don't do that. And we lie to ourselves about what we're doing and how we're doing it. We say that we're exercising. But how many of us are eating not just a handful of potato chips, but we take the whole bag with us?
That's a discipline, Tracy.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to tell yourself at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, I stop eating. That's what I did, and it changed a lot of things. And the hour of walk, I have no choice. I have a dog. I have a black lab, so he has to go to the park at least an hour a day, and I have to walk him one time in the morning and one time at night. So that's at least 2 hours. Plus the
dog can walk itself, man. Goodness gracious!
No, not in the city.
Not in
South Carolina. Not in the city.
Not in the city.
Not in the city. He in New York. You can't walk a dog in the north.
You'll get a ticket if you don't pick it up after one. So yeah, okay.
I see my dog walks herself. I throw her out on a chain and she's cool. But I'm in another part of the city. Hold on just a second. Local call, your mic is on.
Hey Tracy, I just gonna mention, you talked about the fitness being a whole body and spirit thing. I haven't read the book, but my wife has, and it's a book by Lisa Cherkers. I don't know if you're familiar with her or not.
No, I'm not.
Okay, she has her own radio ministry, but it's a book called Made to Crave, and it's about fulfilling that place inside of us that we, God put that hole in our hearts to crave something other than, that emptiness, I guess what I'm trying to say. He put that hole in us that feels like an emptiness. We always try to fill it with food or TV or drugs or sex or whatever. But she addresses that in this book called Made to Crave, and my wife said it's really awesome. It's a good read. It's a short book, but it does address that issue of how, as we as Christians especially, how we take and fill those things with whatever it is.
And it's called Made to Crave. It's
called Made to Crave by Lisa Cherkers.
Okay, I'll even try to get her on, because I'm so serious about this, because what we're doing is, we are killing ourselves, and it ain't good. I go over to the nursing home, and we've got young and old people in there, and a lot of it has to do with their eating habits. Diabetic, most of us have type 2 diabetes, and type 2 diabetes is because of how we've eaten.
Yeah,
a lot of us are on disability because of how our eating habits and us being overweight, and we can't function anymore. And we think that it's okay, and it's not.
But, Tracy, if you don't make being healthy a must.
What'd you say?
I say we're eating ourselves into the grave in a lot of ways, I mean, it's not a good situation.
No, it's not, and we need to be honest about it.
Yeah, about being honest, I talked to my wife. I said, first of the year, I want to get started. I know we're rolling into the holidays. That's a hard time to get started on stuff. But my intention is to with her to get on a diet and start exercising. But I spend a lot of time at a pickup driving from place to place doing my job. But, I need to get out and I'd be active. But here I am. I just finished off a Reese's peanut butter cup, and I'm drinking a soda. And I call you because I'm interested in and starting to change not just my physical but my spiritual, because I realize that when God puts something on your heart like this, if you don't listen, that becomes a sin in your life. That any time I take and I put that food in my mouth that I shouldn't be, and I have that little pang of conscience, that tells me I'm doing something wrong, and I need to make that right,
That's all of us, and that's what I'm saying. We're doing this together. What'd you say, Philadelphia?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, in the urban setting,
sometimes the department stores do not have the best food available to buy, and a lot of inner city people do not know how to cook, and they don't have access to places like Whole Foods or farmers markets because the price of the food is too high in those locations. So,
Philadelphia, now you're right, but let me say this. You are right, and apples are expensive. They are a high commodity, and you are so right about that. But I will say this. I do not have a Whole Foods in my community. But like I said, but potato chips do not have to be.
Yeah.
Potato chips do not have to be my end-all. See, I know that I can't afford to eat that. But, see, I don't have to go to McDonald's dollar menu. Because if I go home and – because I can drain the grease off of the hamburger that I have to cook because I can't afford to go somewhere else.
Come on now.
And see, I know that it's too expensive for me to do some things, but I can make some life-altering decisions if it's nothing but don't
cook.
Drink pop.
And you can cook.
I know I can't afford – I can't cook and I don't know how, but I know how to make baked chicken. I know how to do that. That might be my only choice. But I don't have to drink pop anymore. As a matter of fact, if I don't drink pop, I've saved some money.
Yep.
So those are decisions that I have to make and be cognizant even though I can't get the Whole Foods.
And Tracy, to add to your thing, you have to make it a priority, your health. So
absolutely.
Many people say that I should lose weight, I should do this. You have to stop with the should. You have to make it a must. I must put my health as a priority. Because if you put it as a should, whenever something bad's going to happen, you're going to be tempted with McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, you're stressed about life, and you make it a should, you're going to forget about it. You're going to go, I'm not going to work out today. It'll be okay. I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'm not going to work out tomorrow. I'll wait 2 days. You got to make it a must. You got to make it as much as a must that you're breathing. You make your health a must. And once you make it a must, you'll be accountable for yourself. And you got to be accountable every day. Not someday, every day. Every day you do a decision. If you've got a problem.
And as I said to you guys, I put this on Facebook because I know how hard this is. You guys have no idea how difficult this is going to be for me. I put my weight, my age, and naked photos on Facebook to make myself accountable to my to the people that listen to me and to the public at large.
Well,
so that we can do this together.
Girl, that's going to be some pictures to look at. Girl,
that's what I'm trying
girl.
To say. That's
girl,
what I'm saying.
It was, there. You're going to put yourself out there.
That's what I'm saying. I put myself out there, but I put myself out there for a reason, because
right.
It is so hard. It is so hard. I love to eat. I love
right.
to eat. I love food. That's
it's
my
very
affiliate.
It's difficult to control the diet, and especially in circumstances where people have diabetes, and it's so crucial that they control their diets. And I've known of people who have gone blind and lost limbs because they couldn't control their diets and they were diabetic.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I teach at the nursing home every week, and I know that gluttony, see, once I get my flesh under control, then I'll be able to get everything else under control in my life. But right now, as long as I don't have the discipline for food, then I'm just talking noise. And I'm saying we're going to do this together. Those that want to join us, there's a Facebook challenge on there. But we're just going to try to work this out so that we can be healthy together. But it is difficult. And I'm not promising this is going to be an easy road for me or anyone else, but
there's some stuff you could do already, Tracy. You could take out all the stuff that are bad in your kitchen and everything, and not put them any there. If you don't have access to any bad food, and you only have access to good food,
Stanley, but that's not realistic.
Eating.
That's not realistic because people have families that potato chips don't hurt their kids.
Well,
you know the kids, you still got to make you still if you got a husband. If you got a husband, you still got to make. You got to understand that if his favorite meal, if his favorite dessert is German chocolate cake, that's what you make. You just can't eat it yourself anymore. If he likes pasta and he's not a part of this, then you need to make sure you have to know how to portion yourself and not overdo it. You can have a sliver, but you can't eat the cake. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I started this before the holidays. You have to know how to change your lifestyle forever, not just, you know, because I'm going somewhere. And what we do is yo-yo dieting.
Yes.
That's why we have
yes.
Dr. Brandy helping me out with this emotionally.
Yes.
And because also, you got to be strong for yourself as a woman and everything, because let's say you do lose the weight and the husband is not happy that you're losing the weight and he's trying to jeopardize, sabotage your work because he's scared of what you're trying
to
do. Because what you're doing, that you're basically confronting him with things that he needs to do and he doesn't want to change. And he doesn't let you change,
and
it comes down to what the doctor said.
Right.
He
said, right.
You're
another more than
anything.
The young
folks
trying to tell me that.
Stanley, I'm sorry, man. There's not too many men out there that don't tell me why I'm missing sweetheart. I'm sorry, but I don't want you to lose no weight.
Yes,
there is. No.
It is a control issue. I'm sorry, I disagree with that.
Yes, it is a control issue. There are many men that I know personally that were frustrated. Oh, my girlfriend's losing the weight and everything, and basically confront them with themselves because they were not doing what they needed to do to lose the weight. And the best way to jeopardize of you changing is to make back the person to what it was. That's the best way to do. I see you change to become better. I don't like it, so what am I going to do? I'm going to sabotage that you're getting better.
Sabotage. She's right. She's
that's
right.
Hold on, guys. Hold up. Now, wait a minute. Slow up. That's a mess.
That's a truth.
But I know it's true, but that's a mess.
That's true. That's why you got to love yourself more than anything in this world and
that's
keep on doing what
comes
you
in. The mental
do,
comes
because
in.
Because that person's going to say, well, you know, you didn't get, you're not so bad. You're not that bad.
You look good, girl.
You're
not
that bad.
About?
Basically,
right.
He's trying to sublimit you to tell you to say what you are, please.
Right.
Please, just one apple pie. Just an
right.
apple pie. It's not that bad.
Right. And then all the other men start looking at you and they get jealous.
Because that person wanted you to be comfortable. When you change, you always disturb people. Always. You change when you change financially, you disturb people. When you change your weight, you disturb people. And a lot
that's
of people
right.
don't want you to change. I like the way you work. Whoa, you're basically going against my standard. You're basically challenging me. And a lot of people don't want to face that truth.
Right, right. That's true. That's a big part. That's huge. That's a good point.
Wow. I never really thought about that. South Carolina, am I going to be in trouble now?
Well, you know, you're going to be such a hot, sexy mama. Girl, please. You look good.
It goes to what the doctor said in the beginning. You got to love yourself more than anything. If you're going to do this, Tracy, you're doing it for you. You're not doing
that's
it for the community. You're doing it for you. Because if you do change, some people in your family and anybody will challenge you on that. We'll come back to you with that. And you got to stand up for you and say, you know what? It's okay. I don't want to eat this. Because people don't like when
hold
you
on, guys. Hold on. Local call. Your mic is on.
Yes, hello. Can I chime in on this question?
Sure.
I'm driving. I'm listening. I'm going to speak from a guy's point of view here. I'm sure I missed some of your shows, so this has already been said. You know, I think what's happening in our society is everybody wants the easy way out, and you got all these weight loss programs, you got the surgeries, so it's like the shortcut way. But I have friends that have gotten the gastric bypass, and there are so many side effects that they are going through. Not to mention the excess skin that they have to get rid of. You know, the skin doesn't just go back into shape. And I think what I'm finding, I'm just speaking from a guy's point of view, I have friends that love overweight women, and I got friends that love skinny women. It's just whatever, you know, whatever turns you on as a person or whatever you like to be with. And I think most guys, maybe they won't admit it, but the one gentleman said, we're visual, and he's right on, because most guys like to show off who they're with. I'm just saying, this is just a guy in general. I know we're labeled pigs because we feel this way, but let's be honest, that's just the human nature. And then as I've gotten older, and I'm not married or anything, but as I've gotten older, I do find myself looking at the inner beauty. But there is a certain amount of attraction, to be honest, that you have to have. The attraction is whatever turns you on. You know, you might be attracted to somebody, and somebody would say, wow, why is he with her? Well, you're attracted to that person. Do you agree with that?
I do. I agree with that, and I understand that wholeheartedly. And again, you know, I have to agree with, you know, Stanley and I don't agree all the time, but it does have to begin with me. I have to make healthy choices. Now, I may never become the size, you know, the voluptuous size, you know, that I was at 18, but to make a healthy choice and to be a healthy weight and to live in a healthy way is a good thing, because I really, really, really do not want to be a diabetic, and I do not want to have a hypertension. I do not want that. It runs in my family. I don't want to be a part of that paradigm. I don't want it. And the only way that I know that I'm not going to get it, especially type 2, is if I begin to exercise and take care of myself now.
You know, you're right. If you really care about somebody, and let's say they are overweight, you want them to be healthy. So if the overweight causes health issues, you want that person around a while. Like, I personally don't smoke. I never smoked. And I have friends that did, and they got cancer. Well, you know what? If you care about somebody, you want them to quit smoking because you want them around for a while. You want to spend as much as living with them as you can. And too many times, you know, somebody's overweight and there is health issues. And that's just the bottom line. You know, this now the society is saying it's okay. But, you know,
it's not okay. I said it's not okay.
Yeah, what I'm saying that I've known people to say, well, I'm you know, really overweight, but I'm healthy. Well, eventually your knees start having problems, your back starts having problems. That's just physical, and then you got the other stuff that goes along with it. So, you know, there's a health issue that probably should be number one. You know, that's how I feel.
And I agree. And again, and I, as I said, well, I'm putting this out there, but we need to really work on this. And it's just not me. It's male and female. It's old and young. It's black and white.
Exactly.
It's all of us. We need to say, you know what, I'm not going to I'm going to make some life-changing decisions, and that's why I'm calling 1213 a year of transformation, because it's really not about losing the weight, but it's about changing my patterns.
You know, I worked in school, and they changed over the cafeteria, and the kids cannot eat this healthy food. They're throwing it away, because I remember they had Little Debbie's, they had all these, you know, French fries, and they cut out all that stuff. So what the kids are doing now is they're going over to McDonald's, Burger King, and they're buying the fast food because their bodies can't accept this healthy food. I think that's what it is. I think our bodies start craving this junk food.
Well, it does. It does crave it, but what I'm saying is, I have a problem when you tell me that I can't do something. I have a problem when you tell them kids. I have a problem when you tell them in New York you can't have sodas. My issue is I need to learn self-control, not just over what I eat, but every aspect of my life. I need to have boundaries.
Exactly. Parents that are feeding the kids this food, the kids, you know, the government's trying to raise the kids, and they're trying to tell them how to eat, but yet it should start with the parents, and the parents don't know how to eat. So how do you ever change the cycle?
By listening to Tracy and friends, because we're going to change this together, because we're going to learn that we have limitations in life, and we need to make those decisions so that we can, so we understand there's parameters. We're not doing well. I mean, again, you are not going to be able to make everybody do everything, but those of us who want to have a better lifestyle, we're going to have to make better choices. And we have to know that our choices have repercussions, and we're going to have to stand on it. What'd you say?
And you got it.
When I was younger, I did try to live healthy, and I didn't abuse my body. So it's paid off now in my midlife. And a lot of my friends abuse their bodies. They look way older than myself, for example. And they say, well, how'd you do it? I said, well, I didn't abuse my body. I didn't overdo anything. And I've gone to the Y my entire life since I was a kid. I've never not been a member of the Y. I go every day. I try to keep myself in shape, and it pays off. And if you can instill that in people now or kids, you know, that, you know, the old saying, if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. Well, you know what? It's too late time you get older. And then people try to all of a sudden try to live healthy, and they've already done the damage. You know what I'm saying? It's like a car that rusts. Once it starts rusting, you could patch it up, but it's still going to have the rust, you know?
And that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, listen, I'll let you go. I appreciate the time, and I enjoy your show.
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for listening, and we appreciate it. And what'd you say, Shirley? But I'm just saying it, and so I'm asking everyone to join in with us as we do this, and as I go through this process.
I'm very proud of you, Tracy, doing that, because it's the first step that's the hardest. It's the first step of everybody got to look at themselves. What you're doing basically is you're going to stop the excuse, and that's the first step that everybody – we got to stop with the excuse if we're going to go to the –
being healthy. A lot of people come through the excuse, say, I'm not that fat, I'm not that overweight, I'm not this. No, yes, you are. If you're going to be honest, like be completely honest, yes, you are. Yes, you will have a weight problem. Yes, you will have this. And when you confront with the truth of going to number and not taking it personally because you make the choice, whatever choice you make, you could change. But until you confront the truth, which you did by doing your photo, by doing somebody who's going to weight you, and by seeing the numbers, a lot of people don't even go there, by seeing the body fat or the mass index and everything you did, which a lot of people, everybody should do, once you confront the truth, then you could change. But until you don't do that, you will never change. You'll sugarcoat yourself by clothes, you'll sugarcoat yourself by things, and friends will sugarcoat you also by saying to you, you're not that bad, please.
That's true. I've got to say this. I tell you what was very sobering to me. When you go to get on a plane and you say a prayer that you don't need to have an extension for the seatbelt. That is a very, very sobering experience when you get on an airplane and you have to ask for an extension for the seatbelt because the seatbelt will not fit across you.
Well, sometimes, depending upon the weight, you have to buy two seats.
Yeah, I'm trying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. When you start getting to extensions, that means the next step is two seats.
Right.
And
I've got friends like them.
I like to travel, and I'm on a budget. I don't like paying for two seats. I don't mind being in first class, but I don't like paying for two seats. And it's just a sobering experience. And when I, you know, that's just not a good thing to ask for. Can I get an, and be perfectly honest, you try to do it on the down low. So you're trying to whisper to the flight attendant, can I get a extension? Because it's not going to go.
No.
Tracy, remember the movie Why Did I Get Married, the first movie?
Yes.
Remember when she came and she came to the airplane and she had to get two seats? And every black woman was like, I can't believe this man left her and everything. Nobody talked about the bigger issue. The issue in that movie was she had a weight problem. But
No.
Talked
that
about
was not her issue. No, that was not her issue.
Well, that was one of her issues.
No, that was not
her
issue. No, Stanley, now you got to understand. You got to go back to the beginning of my show today. That was not her issue. Her issue was the person that she loved beat her in, as a matter of fact, mentally. Men don't understand how much power they have over women, and we'll do a show on this, but you need to understand what happens when you mentally abuse a woman. Because mental abuse of a woman will cause her to find her security into something else, and what she did was she found it in food because she could cook. And trying to please him, she ate what she cooked. And him beating her up did not help her. Because when she came out the evening, when she came back and he walked with her, and she met this guy who actually built her self-esteem up and let her know that he loved her no matter who she was.
But that guy also said with an excuse, if you want to lose the weight, just do something about it. And that's
but again,
the part that
but you
got to
understand, men don't understand what they do to the psyche of a woman that causes her to be overweight.
We need to have a show on that because I'm interested in that. What do you mean what we do to the psyche of a woman?
You men have so much power. Women have a lot of power over men that we don't understand how to go about and deal with men. But men have a way of doing some things that will blow your mind. Yes, South Carolina?
Listen, you know, to give you an example, Stan, I got four daughters, and from a very young age, I always told them that they were beautiful, that I loved them, that they were able to do whatever they wanted to, that they were smart, and that goes a long way than someone telling them, oh, you're never going to be anything, you're never going to do this. By me being that positive male role model and being that first male love that they had in their life, that was it was a positive male love in their life. It set the bar high for those that came or that come after me.
Absolutely.
Hey, my dad didn't treat me like this, you know, so, you know, you're not going to treat me this way. So,
no, I agree with you.
Hold on just a second. Private caller, your mic is on.
Yeah, is my mic open? Hi, how are you all doing? I want to speak to the gentleman who just spoke. But what he doesn't understand, or maybe he doesn't, is that the woman, the wife, is the one that allowed you to do that. If she wanted to keep your children from you, she could do it. The law has given her that power. And I would also say to you, is you say to your four daughters what they should give in expectation of receiving, not that they should just be takers. And that's good that you're there. I think that's fantastic. But you need to apprise them that the world is not just their oyster in terms of getting what they want from men and not reciprocating.
Foolishness, did you listen to the program today?
Or did you just come in?
That's
not what I was saying. I'm talking about me being a dad and giving my daughter some self-esteem, man. He went someplace totally different.
No, you didn't listen to the show. You came
wait
in.
Wait a minute, hold on, Tracy. His daughter is going to interact with men, and they have to be reciprocal, mutual givers as well as expecting to receive from
men. But you came in too late to hear that part.
He said that. All right, I'm just repeating it. Great.
You came in, you have to understand, I said that men do not understand, especially husbands. Fathers, brothers, but seriously, if your partners that you allow into your life, the implosion that you could have on a woman's psyche, on how you treat them mentally.
That's true.
Mental
yeah, I
abuse,
agree with that, but you got to realize too, the women choose the men whom they are with. So
I'm not gonna go in South Carolina. I'm done. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's open mic. We'll see you guys on tomorrow. I don't know where we're going to head tomorrow. Thank you guys for all being with us. Please friend us on Facebook. This is an ongoing journey. And so I ask that you will walk with me on this journey as I go. Pray with me as I continue on so that I can try to make life-changing decisions in my own life and hopefully change others around me. God bless you. Have a good day, and we will see you on tomorrow.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All aglow last year this time. Now I stand all alone and my house is not a home.
330-781-9600, 1-800-530-WSOM, or 347-945-5229. Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Would support the president's just not serious about cutting spending. But spending is the problem.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi chided Boehner for sending House members home for the week instead of staying in town to work.
And here we are once again having a two-day work week in the Congress of the United States.
Boehner insists raising tax rates, even on the wealthy, hurts small businesses and job growth. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
We shop till we drop last month. Retail sales rose 0.3% in November, erasing just as big a drop in October, economist Joel Narrow.
People bought all sorts of things, including motor vehicles, appliances, electronics. They shopped online. They bought furniture. They hit the stores and they hit the internet. And that's a clear sign that the holiday shopping season got off to a good start.
A drop in gas prices drove wholesale prices down in November, and first-time jobless claims dropped sharply for the fourth week in a row. They're still counting the money, but organizers of last night's 12-12-12 concert for Sandy Relief are sure they passed their fundraising goal.